93 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Rich in the morning, keep
your
Hi, this is Rick Dees in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you know, Jam has done a lot of great jingles over the years. I've sure enjoyed using some of the jingles on my shows at Kiss FM and the weekly Top 40 Countdown.
Shut up!
In fact, I remember my first Jam jingle, 1976, at WMPS, Memphis, Tennessee.
Rick Dees in the morning, WMPS.
Congratulations, Jam, and happy 20th birthday.
Of young people hitchhike seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
This is Larry Michael,
seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
I just realized, the other night when they cut the power to the church, I was a real yeah. But it was only because I was worried, you know? Something could happen to you. It's a nice thing. You don't understand. Vincent, I love you.
I love you, Johnny Cakes.
I go home and I sit down and I get my head back, leaning back, and get my foot up above my heart, and then I sip tequila and I feel better.
Next thing you know, he's going to be coming in one of these... Walk.
Even
though you guys say you could dance,
huh?
give us a couple of steps here.
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Tell us what you're looking for sympathy. Is that it, sweetie?
Hey, way over here. Bring me a cutting water, huh?
I'll play these.
You want a chocolate?
What am I, a mirage?
I could eat about a million and a half of these.
Where's my drink? I asked you for a drink.
I'm not a smart man.
I just asked you for a drink.
You want a chocolate?
You know you're a mumbling, stuttering little
f-.
You know that?
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Let's go, let's get away with that. Did you let this punk get away with that? What's the matter? What's the world coming to? What the world is coming to? How do you like that?
Why don't you
like that, all right?
What the matter with you? What's the matter with you? What are you, stupid?
Who the is sick, man?
I'm kidding with you. You shoot the guy?
Dead.
They like being naked. They think it's neat. They love being nude from their head to their feet. They love being bare when a breeze flies past. there. Don and Mike and you can kiss there. As you listen to them, you may think they're rude, but see if you can picture them in the nude. Just when you start thinking that you've had enough, you're playing strip trivia in the buff. Yeehaw! Well, Stevens owes his whole success to Don and Mike to save a couple dollars from that wage he pays, and he can give Don and Mike both a raise.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. Thank you very much.
Watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Alex Trebek. And
son of a bitch. Huh? Wait. Run that by me again. I don't understand that. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and... dollars, 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 and dollars. Ah. Oh. Son of a bitch. Somebody gonna tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up, take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same faith. How are they gonna lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars, 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 dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. 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 And them, too.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
I can't believe I stuck up for him. I feel like I've been stabbed in the heart.
You want to explain yourself? Grab that towel right there, please. Wrap it around yourself. And please sit in that stool.
What are you doing?
Making a mistake.
Making a mistake? What is going on in your mind?
Now, what do you think would have happened, Marvin, had I not been here and had there actually been a 14-year-old girl in that next room? What would have happened after you walked in there naked?
Something probably would have happened.
Something like what?
Something along sexual lines.
Like you would have had sex with a 14-year-old girl?
I'm not sure if I would have done that, but...
Marvin, you're naked.
I wouldn't have gone all the way. I wouldn't go...
You went all the way when you took your clothes off, just about.
Weekend's here! Have a can of beer!
DJ Tom King!
Joe is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America, as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Don and Mike.
All right. Thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs? And second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike show?
Oh, dude. I thought you were sincere there for a minute.
That's one of his best ones.
I think that's from C-SPAN.
Didn't he have three lines in a row?
Yeah, not edited. The guy was really three callers in a row on C-SPAN.
The guy didn't recognize him.
Pretty good. Okay, well, made it through all those tapes seamlessly. Now we've worked right to your favorite, the spotlight.
Thank you very much.
Because you are so lucky. You're in luck.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5. We're way out there at noon and 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Start today with a holler out to my peeps and the Larry the Cable Guy fan club. Get her done! Get her done, boys!
Get her done!
Woo-hoo! Yeah, Mama had you. Everything that's wrong with Jacksonville, Florida. Right here, encompassed in this band.
Baby, you're not dissing Hatchet, are you?
I'm just in Jayville, Mike.
Ah, very good. Okay, I can deal with that.
I've been to Jayville.
I've never been, so I don't know.
Do you like Waffle House?
Not particularly.
Too bad. That's pretty much
they get a lot of them, right?
Everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, somewhere you got Starbucks everywhere.
Right.
Waffle House. You know, it's killing him that his microphone's not turned on.
And here we are chatting, and it's kind of like his time, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it really our time?
I think it's our
Spicoli.
Time.
Gina Spicoli?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hello.
Oh, hello there.
He's mentally retarded.
Ah, that was a tease. Because the door didn't open. That was good, right?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well. There we go.
Well, I was in the neighborhood and thought I'd stop in.
He's mentally retarded.
How's your house, Jeff?
How's your life?
My life? Don't ask. I'll finish that word later. Good afternoon. This is Lucy Arnett. And all this
is, you're nuts.
They keep at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara!
Right? It's flirting with disaster. And as you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, woo!
And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday. 06-02-06.
I'm Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
He's about the only one that's not on this show. And here are your phone numbers for instant access. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. Then there's the other number, the lesser number, 800-636-1067. And then there's the ugly stepchild, 202-432-1067. If you're listening to us in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Let me see. We're also on the intranet. Go to our website. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You can finally hear us on the internet. You can also email us during the show. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Johnny reads them and throws them away, but someone looks at them. And we're also on iTunes. I've been told that the entire strip trivia show from last week is now available. Oh, the entire thing.
Relive it.
Enjoy. On iTunes, go to Talk Radio at iTunes, and that's how you get that stuff. I love this. I don't know if this ends cold or not, but I'm just going to do the fade because...
Listen to it.
Dad, dad. Yeah. Dan, 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 dan. It does.
I just
just have to do that in your head.
Down, 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 down.
I'm tired.
Really? Why?
Down, 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 down.
Yeah.
Down, 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 down.
However, even in the midst of all of that, we are going to cut a parody spot next week.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already come up with it, and you're going to love it.
Good.
I mean, you guys will only have to cut lines. We're going to have Dude Walker on reading the entire thing. But the premise is, you know, the hot movie, X-Men.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's it's going to be Sex Men.
Sex Men.
Sex Men United. Now, get ready for your superhero names. I put a lot of thought in this, and I'm kind of sleep-deprived. So.
Okay. Wow. Now, did you do this when you were sleep-deprived or prior to being sleep-deprived?
No, no. Made you sleep-deprived.
While sleep-deprived this morning.
Ah, see, right. That's good. Now, see, because you know how we think on this show. Sleep-deprived many times equals funny.
Punchy. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not necessarily funny once you hear this, but nonetheless sleep-deprived.
Punchy.
Well, you know me, I have to be first.
Uh-huh.
I'll be Captain Nubutt.
Captain Nubutt.
Captain Nubutt.
Nubutt.
Captain Nubutt.
Spelled N-O-B-U-T-T.
Right. Right. Captain Nubutt. Uh-huh. Or Captain Nubutt.
I'm with you so far.
Mike, your name? Strap-on.
Is that like Wolverine?
If you like. If you would like all of the strap-ons coming out of your hands.
Yeah.
Again,
is it strap-on or the strap-on?
No, it's strap-on. Okay. It's strap-on. Mm-hmm. You have a the.
Okay.
Rob is the Punisher. And I know that you comic book fans out there know that there is a Punisher.
Right.
But there's already a slogan for Rob. And Rob, your slogan is?
After I love you, I must hit you.
Then we have Buzz, the naughty newsman. Sorry, it's best, you know, that's where I'm losing it a little bit.
Right.
I couldn't come up with one for John Norman, but I do have a perfect one
for
Joe.
One if you, I know, you know, you, I mean, you've done it already, but for Buzz?
Sure.
Skin type.
Winner.
I thought you might like it.
I like that better.
Skin type.
Skin type.
Thank you. Well, because we're mutants, right, Don?
Right.
Are we mutants?
Yes, we are. Okay. I like that.
Now, John
That's
Norman,
why, Rob, I didn't get a the strap on. I'm strap on.
Simply right. Strap on.
John Norman, I don't know, but this one is really the best, I think.
Okay.
He will be our animated friend. Jojo Binks.
Joe.
Jojo Binks.
With Jojo Binks.
Captain Nobutt.
There we go.
Captain Nobutt. This is Captain Nobutt. Strap on. Get me the Punisher. And skin tight.
Skin tight.
And get Jojo Binks the frig out of here.
Jojo Binks.
But that's
I like
one of the
this.
Things we have. It, that's an idea that maybe over the next couple of days we'll actually put pen to paper.
Very good.
God forbid we actually do something and put some time into something on the show, but we're thinking about it.
Wonderful.
We're thinking about
it. I'm excited about it.
Could be good. And we're going to have Dude on the show next week. Anyway, Dude Walker is, well, he's this guy.
It's time for a little Rippy Dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
That guy, Dude, is our voice guy. So we're going to have him on next week anyway to do a bunch of new rejoiners for us.
Good. Can't wait till the animators get their hands on it, too.
And we can... Oh, yeah, we're going to have a little contest with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little intro net contest to have and see who can...
The Sex Men.
Yeah, we're going to have two versions. We'll have the, of course, draw your own.
Right.
And then the Photoshop version.
Of course.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's where it has the potential to really get out of control.
Absolutely.
In a delightful way.
Not that all of those...
I look like Pinhead only with other things coming out of it.
Not like all of that's not already been Photoshopped with us on it out there anyway, but... And we'll have it on our own website. But
we've had things done to our bodies that rival that Bart Simpson humor you see in The Office.
Yeah, whenever you see Bart Simpson having relations in the bad place with Snoopy,
right.
Yeah, you want to click on that email right away and report it as spam.
If you acknowledge it, you're in for a lot of trouble. Then you're going to get everything else.
Because you open it up and it's like little Snoopy bounces out and then Bart Simpson comes over and mounts him.
Right.
As if Bart Simpson was a dog.
Then you'd get things like Rob Spiewak sending you an illegal alien trap. You know, which he sends. It's, and then
funny.
It's just a cascade of things.
That's just funny.
Oh, serious funny.
Don't forget when you sent me the picture of the... Did you ever get your model of the Hindenburg from Yahoo or eBay or wherever the hell you were buying that from?
I took a picture on my phone today. My father got me a great gift, no occasion. It's a solid mahogany carving of the Hindenburg.
Oh, that's nice.
It's fantastic. Is it vintage? Is it
no,
is
it's
it,
new.
Now listen, hold on. You got to hear this. This is what he says to me in real life. Okay? He says, it's beautiful.
It is.
He says, there's only one minute flaw with it.
What would that be?
Well, no, it's not a flaw. It's the only reason that
people might misconstrue it. It's the swastika's on the tail fin.
Ah, sure.
But it's still
he might get a little concerned about that.
Minor flaw. It's got one minor flaw. I'd show it to everybody.
Right.
It's got a minor flaw. It's got swastika.
That might make people a little uncomfortable. You're going to hide it somewhere in your house? Is
Now, I've hidden it on my television in the living room.
You know,
under the piece of the Hindenburg.
Oh, right? He has a piece of the Hindenburg framed.
Yeah, the Duralum frame. Yeah, and it's mounted in a shadow box. It's one of the first things you see when you come to my home.
That's interesting.
It's mounted with the stamps of Baron von Hindenburg and the coin.
Of course.
And the luggage stickers.
The Baron.
Oh, and the badge. I forgot the badge.
Oh,
from the landing crew.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
When it blew up, you mean?
Yes. They didn't do a very good job.
The landing crew kind of screwed up.
They did.
I'm not sure who was wearing the badge or how it was acquired.
The landing crew really wasn't on the ball that particular day.
It's a 20-inch mahogany Hindenburg, and it's beautiful.
What would it be valued at, would you
Priceless,
estimate?
Mike.
Priceless?
Yeah. Probably be one of those idiots at a ball game, you know. Two tickets to Yankee Stadium, $800. Watching Roger Clemens pitch his last no-hitter, $8,000. My model of the Hindenburg.
Priceless.
It's not a model. It's what
it's a solid mahogany carving.
It's a sculpture.
When would you estimate it was done?
It's recent. You can still acquire them. But it's accurate right down to the 129 serial number painted on the side.
You can get it at Spencer Gifts, Mike.
Hallmark.
In the very, very back.
You have no idea how big this craft was in its day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it dwarfs a 747.
Well, that's why it was a Zeppelin.
And obviously it still is a cottage industry among like-minded folks like yourself who enjoy
right-thinking folks
who enjoy saving memorabilia,
like that guy in American Beauty.
I love history of aviation.
Of course, that's what you're interested in.
Do you have any other model mahogany covering?
I have a small Hindenburg in my office.
You do?
Would you like to see it?
I would.
It's like the size of an ornament.
Bring it to me.
Fetch it.
You've never seen his mini Hindenburg?
You know, his office, trying to decipher what's in his office, it is like Toyland. You go into Rob's office and there are so many trinkets, baubles, knickknacks on the wall.
Let us draw a distinction here. There used to be a guy on the show who did not burn children, incidentally, Charlie Stossel.
Yes.
Right. Used to be our movie man.
Never burned one.
One time we were down at his office, he ran a movie theater, and he had a collection of all of the girlish feature.
Yeah, he had all Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Sleeping Beauty.
From all the big Hollywood features.
The thing that got me is that he had all 101 Dalmatians, little plastic Dalmatians on his desk.
When you go back to Rob's office, the reason we don't bust his balls is that the dolls that Rob has back there, he has like... not to belabor the point.
No, please do.
Is your Hitler bobblehead back there?
Oh, stop it. You're just being silly now.
Is it or is it not?
It's not Hitler.
Who is it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I also have
Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
In a dress. and a mustache. We added the mustache.
I see.
Okay.
This is the Hindenburg. It's super detailed.
There it is. It's tiny. It sits on his desk, and Mike gets. And again, it's just got those minor flaws. Now, describe to people listening how big that thing is.
Well, this thing is about 2.5 inches long, and it would resemble a very average bass fishing lure. That's the size of it, and it is a recreation of the Hindenburg with the serial number on the side of it, and it looks to be almost like a little Olympic logo on the side of it. Also, did they have that on there?
Yeah, because they flew it over the Olympic Stadium, I think, in 1936.
That's right. And then on the tail is that horrible, historical...
The crooked cross, Mike.
In insignia that we that represents such evil. And there it is in his hand, in his little vintage box that he has there.
See, now, this was originally 804 feet long.
Now, to be fair, not everything in his office is based on Germany.
He has quite a tribute to the Chinese.
Tell us some of the other dolls.
Oh, yeah. I've got, probably 20 Maneki Nekos.
You know, that's
which, the beckoning good luck cat.
Yeah. That's, the super terrific happy alarm clock that we have.
I have all the alarm clocks.
No, the Maneki Nekos, are they similar to the alarm clocks, or are they
different? No, the Maneki Nekos are just statues. Some of them actually wave.
Those are the kitty cats that wave at you.
Exactly. So those are two separate things, but it's a tribute to Asia, as you have both Japan and China represented. Do your alarm clocks from Japan, do they still work?
I think so. They might need battering up, but it's been a while since we've used them.
What other dolls and figurines do you have?
I have my Sam Huff action figure.
and my Sam Huff egg timer, which says Sam on it. I have...
Don't you have a lot of tributes to Jerry Lewis on your walls?
Yes, I have some framed pictures of Jerry.
But what about your dolls, though? We're just talking about your dolls.
Yeah, I have a Jesus Christ action figure. It's Jesus on wheels. I have this is great. I have the albino bowler, which is actually an action toy. When you release his back, he throws a magnetic bowling ball.
Albino?
Yeah, an albino bowler.
Is it definitive that he is albino? Or
that's what it said in the catalog, albino bowler.
Sure, when he ordered
the catalog.
He's very fair of skin.
Well, now, where do you get most of this stuff? Did you order it off of eBay?
Is from my father.
From your father?
My father.
Who is a collector as well.
He has a similar work ethic to me.
That's wonderful.
Plenty of time.
Whiling around the hours at the office collecting crap.
I invite all of you to go to the website Archie McPhee, and they have marvelous crap there.
Archie McPhee is the name of the website.
That's also where you get Senor Mysterioso, who is my glow-in-the-dark action figure.
we've just been handed...
That's the albino bowler.
That's the albino bowler. Let me see that doll, Mike.
Can you see it from here?
Yeah.
I also have a lot of monkeys. My father loves monkeys.
And do you see what it says on the back? What? The albino.
Yeah.
It's got the albino, and you can...
That settles any arguments.
Oh, look, you press the button and he assumes a position.
Rob believes you can never be too white.
What are you doing?
There you go.
The albino bowler doesn't present.
He's presenting right now.
He bowls.
Okay, well, get your toys and then get out of here. But thank you for the inventory.
And I also have a huge Homer Simpson Pez dispenser that dispenses whole packs of Pez. It's empty right now.
The albino bowler has an afro.
Of course he does.
Oh, God.
Of course he does.
You're out of your mind.
Just another one of Rob's dolls.
He's got loads of dolls.
But on the bright side, my kids are never want for play when they come into the office.
Oh, I bet they love coming to your office.
Oh, I just noticed the albino bowler's name is Dick.
Yeah.
What is your number one country back there with all of your various dolls? Would it be Germany? Would it be Asia?
It'd have to be Asia.
Asia
because of all the Maneki Nekos.
Mm-hmm. Would Germany be number two?
In my heart, it's always number one. But if it's just a quantitative thing...
With your knickknacks.
Yeah,
so Maneki Nekos are the little greeting cat.
They give you good luck always.
In ancient Asia...
You got into that when we were up in New York, right?
Yeah, because we saw a lot of them. A cat called the emperor over by beckoning with his hand.
Sure, okay.
And saved him from death.
That's microphone off.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for doing that, and I know our listeners appreciate it.
That was just a trip inside the Batcave, okay? I mean, that's a gigantic room. That's a big forehead.
He's unwell.
That's a lot of room up there. You could move a family of eight into Rob's head.
I can't begin to understand him like you do. I just don't.
I don't understand him.
You don't understand him?
I don't understand
him. You're amused by him, but we don't understand him.
No, I really don't.
He's tough to figure out.
No, I don't.
His mind is like his office. It's filled with useless crap.
It's just got one minor flaw.
There it is.
Minor flaw. Oh, yeah, the swastika.
Carved from mahogany.
Right.
Right now, I'm hiding it on top of my television set.
I mean, really.
Yeah,
I've been to Rob's house. It's right there. When you walk through the door, it's literally the first thing you see on the left. Oh, thank you. And there's your Sam Huff doll.
Actually, there it is, number 70, your New York Giants.
The New York Giants, Sam Huff.
Yes.
Little doll.
At home, I have Y.A. Tittle. I hated to break up the set.
Sure. That's a remarkably well-preserved dolly for when Sam would have played.
Doesn't look anything like it.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Do you play with it, or is it simply there to remind you of Sam? To remind you of Sam, you're playing with him right now.
Do you hide Sam occasionally?
I never have.
Bowling trophy.
The white uniform.
Sam's never been to Luray Cavern. Spiwak Cavern.
Spiwak Canyon.
Canyon.
Sam's never gotten a little lippy, or any of your dolls have never gotten a little lippy when you're talking to them, and you say, "Well, you know what that means? Time out."
When you were a kid, did you ever construct models and then burn them up or blow them up? Did you do that kind of stuff?
Never models. I just blew up things.
You blew up things? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you'd be that kind of kid that would, you'd set your whole scene and then blow it up.
No, I just blew things up that were already there. I did make a potato gun once.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's good. That's normal.
Do you ever really, put one of those things near your butt?
Yes, all the time.
I mean, when you were a kid.
No.
Okay, I'm just asking because I'm Captain No Butt.
Yes. Captain No Butt, and therein lies the contradiction.
Right.
That question, I should point out, was not asked by either Skin Tight or what was my name again?
Strap-on.
Neither one of us asked that question. That question was posed by Captain No Butt. And is it Captain or Captain?
C-A-P-N like Captain Crunch.
Captain No Butt.
Captain No Butt.
Captain No Butt.
Yep.
Strap-on and Skin Tight.
And the Punisher.
The Punisher.
And JoJo Banks.
JoJo Banks.
Very good.
And as himself, John Norman.
John Norman, who is our liaison to the real world.
Is he like the commissioner?
Yes, sort of.
Or that'll be like on a TV show when they do, you know, and, uh-huh. you know, as whatever,
right.
you know. Cause
featuring.
Yeah, featuring. If they
as, and John Norman as John Norman. Norman.
Yeah.
As himself.
When they get somebody of note. Christ, am I tired. Christ, am I tired.
Had a little late night, did you?
Yeah, it's...
I mean,
really?
we were all tired yesterday, so yeah. If you didn't get any sleep last night...
It's not a big deal. It's the fact that my son is home for a long weekend, and I found myself, this time more than any other time since Frida has passed away, now that things are a little more normal in my life...
Right.
Even though he's 21, and he's away from home, you know, almost all the time in college, when he comes home... I now find that, you know, I said this on the air when Frieda was alive. I had the luxury of, I never worried what time a kid came home because mm-hmm. I slept through it. And right. if there was a problem, if he was out too late, well, I would get the wake up from Frieda like, hey, you know, he's out. It's after 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm on the phone with him last night. I'm like, where are you at? We're on 95.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, we're on 95. I don't know. When do you think you'll be here? I don't know. Now, the scheduled arrival time was midnight. So
he got a late start, obviously.
Yeah, he left late in the afternoon after his friend, not his girlfriend, just a female friend, after she got off work. So I had the girlfriend over last night, and Bart was on the phone, and, you know, he's like, I'm thinking that he's a couple of hours away, so maybe I should stay awake, and I watch CSI with the girlfriend. I say, okay, you know, time for you to go, because I got to get things in order here for him, and I wait, and it's like midnight, and I'm really dying to sleep, and I finally do fall asleep, and then I woke up at 12:15, 12:45, 105, 128, 143, 213, 242, 2, I woke up literally every 15 minutes. And I would wake up every 15 minutes.
Just to see if he's there.
Just to see if he was there yet.
But
right?
It was good sleep?
Yeah, it was great sleep.
Good sound 15-minute increments.
Until approximately 12 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
When at 3-something a.m.
Oh.
I got the, I was back in one of my little 15-minute naps. And I got I get the tap on the shoulder. And it's like, you know, hey, Dad. Dad, we're here. We're here. We're going to use the washing machine.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's good. Well, he had dirty clothes.
He sure. did, okay.
He had dirty clothes.
Well, he's getting right to it then.
So, you know, I shouldn't worry about it. I shouldn't be such a pussy about it. He's 21. He's a grown man now. But it's the way that I am. And it's something Frieda used to do. So I'm a little overtired, but I'm fine. This morning was awkward, not bad awkward. Okay, I consider myself to be a progressive parent. I thought that Frieda was a progressive parent. I think we've raised a good kid. He wanted to bring a friend home. Now he was very specific with me that it was going to be a female friend, and he said, you know, are you cool with that? Meaning, you know, that they were going to, you know, make me buy new sheets.
Right.
Okay. So.
So you didn't impose any kind of
no.
artificial rules about separate bedrooms or anything like that.
Why should you? He's 21. She's 21. God knows what they do down in college.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Every couple hours.
And what am I really going to do? Put him in separate rooms, go to sleep, and then I'll never sleep. Because right. then it's like I'm up every 15
So you're not
minutes.
Like Fokker.
No. Oh, although today... Although today
he's
I was
making its cage for 72 hours, please.
Today I was like the other guy, though. I was
Dustin
like,
Hoffman.
Yeah, because I was a little too. I know that in front of Bart and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Once I tell you about me waking them up, which was highly awkward.
Oh dear.
When they were getting ready to leave, I was like, just I know I was doing that. Like I felt just like that guy in the movie, Dustin Hoffman. I was like, I'm looking at him, going, look at this kid, and they turned out great. I love him so much, and I'm, like, trying to hug him. He's like, Dad, come on.
In front of the gal pal.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to embarrass him. I'm just happy that he's home.
Right,
that
of course.
You know, that he's turned into a, as far as I'm concerned, pretty good young man. He's
good.
21, got his ass together. So I get the thing at 3 a.m., you know. Okay, we're here. Fine. Go back to sleep at 4. Wake up at 6. Wake up. Go downstairs. Don't even notice. Now, he's down in the basement, in his bedroom in the basement. Don't even notice, I don't, that their door is open.
Their door is actually open
excuse
because
me.
they're awake, or their door is open because
no,
they have left it open. All right.
I've got a little awkward in my throat.
Understood.
So, you're choking up with, is this choking up with emotion? Or?
No, I don't even notice. When I go down to do my cardio stuff, my treadmill stuff, like at 7:30, I just blow right by. And Buzz, you were just there at my house, so you know the layout.
Right.
I blow right by. I don't even look down the hall to see if his room is open.
No need.
I just go into the exercise room. I shut the door. I put on my iPod. Mm-hmm. I do my running. I get done. I go upstairs. Boom, boom, boom. I go out. I run my errands. I come back home. 10 o'clock. Time to wake them up. I go downstairs, and I realize when I open the door to go to the basement area that, oh, my God, how did I miss this before? The door to his bedroom is wide open.
Huh.
Now, how exactly do I wake them up?
How do you approach that?
What I don't want to do is stand at the end of the hall like an idiot, you know, and you know, because I think I'm a little more evolved than that. And if the door was shut, it would be one thing. I would just bang on it. But the door is wide open.
Right.
I'll tell you how I would do it. I think this would be the best way to do it. They're asleep, obviously.
Oh, yes.
You walk in very quietly. You sit on the end of the bed. Or not the end of the bed. Maybe the side of the bed. And then you just look at them.
Would you like this done incidentally with your daughter?
I knew you were going to get right to that. I'm going to ignore that. You sit right on the side
imagine
of the bed.
Imagine when your daughters are old enough and some nice gentleman like myself comes down. Some nice gentleman who's progressive enough to open the house and you immediately want to turn it into that.
Then you'd just sit down and I would sit right on the side of the bed.
Start to stroke their feet?
And then No. What I would do is just sit for 5-10 minutes looking at them and then maybe just go... And see what the reaction would be.
We'll remember that with your girls.
He would probably jump up and run out through. Now don't fight with me because I'm not fighting with you. I'm kidding, and you're tired, and I'm not asking you to talk about my daughters. You know, you certainly soiled my trip to Boston, so there doesn't need a that might not. Be a little bit of payback right
I
there.
Did not soil your trip to Boston.
Why didn't you want to? You didn't think like if you yelled, "Save you down the way." Hey, Bart, time to get up.
No, here's the thing: the door was open,
right?
And I have to be honest. There was a part of me that what I did was I went to the door, like the door's open like this, and I went, "Hey, young people, are you up in there?" And I hear, "Yeah." So what I did was suck my head around.
Right.
Right now, thinking that worst case scenario, I'm going to see skin.
Yeah.
I'm going to see skin flopping on each other. But thank God, they're both. He's at least on the top. They're both wearing clothes.
Very good.
And they're just laying there.
Uh-huh.
They're just laying there. And there was a moment I was standing at the door, and I said, "Well, hey, how you guys doing?" And she pulled the covers up over her head.
Sure.
And I said, "Hi, I'm."
She pulled the cover. When you said, "Hey, how you doing?" She pulled the covers over her head.
No, she was embarrassed.
Ah, okay.
She's embarrassed. I mean, she's never met me, and here I am.
That's
I didn't meet her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So he came up and woke you up, and you went right back to sleep.
Deal is when Bart gets home, I just want to know he's home.
So he just tapped you on the shoulder, and then you went back to dreamland.
He said, "I'm home. We're gonna."
So this is the very first time. She doesn't want to see you
without makeup,
presenting herself nicely,
and besides, you know, I mean, let's be honest. She's in bed with my son.
I mean, I can't imagine.
I'm fine.
That's a compliment.
I'm fine
You're as fine as a father can be in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, really, what are you going to do?
Right.
She seems like a very nice girl.
I think it shows that you are a progressive parent. I think that's cool.
I stood there for
won't happen in my house, but that's all right.
I stood there for half a second. I said, "How you guys doing?" They said, "You know, doing fine. Like, nothing awkward."
Good.
They're just laying there in the bed that he slept in when he was in ninth grade.
Yeah.
You know, got to be a little odd.
It was weird. Yeah.
I mean, you're a realist. You know it. And I think most progressive parents are pretty aware of what goes on.
Was it really? I mean, and not that he's Wilt Chamberlain, but really, do I think it's the first time that ever a girl has been, you know, violated in my home, you know, with young Don Quixote? No. I'm pretty sure that poison arrow has been out there before. So I stand there for a second. I say, "Well, how about some coffee? Who would like some coffee?"
On flapjack.
And this is where I notice the immediate change. Now, not only is Bart 21 now, I mean, he really is, girl aside,
much more of a grown-up now. Our relationship, is, especially since Fred has passed, you know, it's like going from not from little boy and dad to, you know, dad and becoming grown-up man. So I say, okay, how about some coffee? And he says, yeah. And the next thing I know, I'm upstairs, and I'm on the phone with Rob, and it's like 5 minutes later, and I feel a tap on my shoulder. It's him, and I'm like, what are you doing up here? And he said, I thought we were getting up. I said, it's only 5 minutes after I woke you up. And then I realized, hold on, you know what this is? It's the chick factor.
Sure.
Impressing
her.
That's why he did laundry last night.
Yeah, he wants. He's a real man. He wants to show the ladies the man.
He's
right?
trying to call his best friend Kyle.
Okay?
His best friend Kyle. It's about 11 o'clock this morning. 11 a.m., which for my son is normally, you know, like maybe go to bedtime.
Yeah, that's like 5 a.m.
So it's 11 a.m., and he's trying to call his friend.
Right.
And he can't get through to him. And he really says, oh, you believe that? It's 11 a.m., and he's sleeping. Uh-huh. And I look at him, and I look at this girl that I said, hold on a second. And even she has to laugh, too, right?
Good.
But,
yeah.
But again, he's doing this because he's grown up, and also he's impressing her.
I find this is the time in college life right now with it's that little lag time. A lot of kids, even if they're working during the summer, this is the time when most of them have just gotten off on break and they're in the total vegetable mode. It's pretty cool.
So this is how I know totally that he's different. Not that this is a girl he's going to run away and marry with, but he's different with this girl because he's grown up. And here's the last example I'll give you. So we sat and we talked at the table and you know, had coffee and we had a nice chat. And she went down and took a shower.
And she is how old?
14.
Okay.
she's legal and she's legal in parts of South Carolina.
Could have either gone 40 or 14. It would have been funny. It would have
somewhere
been
in between, Mike.
Right, right.
She's legal.
Okay.
She's legal. She's street legal. So yeah.
Said the
so
Punisher.
They're getting set to go whatever they're going to do. They've got a couple of exciting days planned. You know, here in our nation's capital.
Is this her first trip to the nation's capital?
Right. So they get something to eat, and they're getting ready to leave, and I'm getting ready to go to work, and I say, okay, see you later, and it's real nice, and we're standing outside, and that's when I laid it on, I guess, just because I was real emotional. I mean, I wasn't, like, crying like a baby. I wasn't crying at all. I was just, you know, I'm happy to see him. I'm happy.
Sure.
I'm standing there going, look at this kid. Isn't he something? And he looks at me and goes, stop it. You're like Dustin Hoffman.
Are you saying that to her?
Yeah, I'm saying that to her. Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I'm really, I said, look at him. I said, look at, you know, his crap that he went through in the first semester. I mean, he got like almost all F's because he was devastated about this thing with Frida. He had to pull back. I said, look at, he had to redo this whole semester. Look at, he's got a job. Look at, his hair is at a reasonable length. He's bathing now. I said, look at him.
He's bathing.
I said, look at him. He said, knock it off, Dad. I said, okay. And then, have a good day. I go inside. 5 minutes later, I come back out to the kitchen and I notice, hold on a second. Her car is still sitting there. She drove up. The car is still sitting there. Then I see something I've never seen before from world's laziest boy. Seriously. He's going through the garage. I say, because now, you know, the garage is my domain.
Yeah.
Everything in its place and every place its thing. I mean, it's, I know where everything is. I'm like, can I help you? That's why I open the garage door and I go, I see him scrounging and I go, can I help you? And he says, yes, her tire pressure is low. Where's the...
Wow.
Where's the thing? And I said, it's over there in the corner. He said, yeah, I better... And then he says, I guess I better get the extension cords. I'm like, standing there going, hold on a second. I didn't say this, but I'm thinking to myself...
You're getting these yourself?
You're going to do this, and you're going to go outside, and you're going... And it's like 100 degrees outside, and you're not going to complain about doing this. So he methodically goes through... I mean, you know, this is why my expectations are very low.
Right. Sure.
I mean, he's changed, and right. I'm not...
He's growing up.
Not to make it like it's a big deal, but I come out at one point, and he's actually slightly offended that I'm out there.
Sure.
I come out, and
I can handle this, Dad.
Yeah, that was it. Because I came out with this thing, this little, you know, sometimes you get junk at Christmas.
Right.
And you get it, and it's like, ugh, what a piece of crap. Well, one year, somebody got me this thing. It's a talking tire gauge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are great.
And, yeah, you put it in, and it says, PSI 32.
It's kind of cool.
So I came out with a little toy, right? And he's like, Dad, I've got it covered. I've got it covered, Dad. It's at 12 right now. It's very low, but I'll get it up. So I said, okay. I went over with my little toy, put my little toy in it, and it says, PSI 13. I said, aha. See? Yeah. 13.
You thought it was 12. 13. It's really 13. 13. See, I've got this better toy.
13, not 12. And I said, do you need a hand? And he said, no, I don't. Huh. And then I said,
everything's under control.
Then I stood inside the kitchen, and I swear to God, I had a moment. I had a real moment where I don't know where Frida was, but really I was just standing in my kitchen, and I was just thinking to myself, wherever she is, she got me laughing her ass off because I'm watching him outside. Hustle, like Johnny on the spot.
Right.
He's like a service attendant, like from the 1950s at a gas station.
He's being the man. He's taking care of his lady.
He might as well have had a goddamn white outfit on and one of those little white paper hats, a little bow tie. He's out there. He's got the wheel going. And then I'm noticing the extension cords.
Uh-huh.
He is taking the time to actually wrap them up. Winding them neatly, putting them back on the racks where they go, putting everything back. Right. I stood there. Now, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I'm laughing like, this is science fiction.
Right?
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are these people?
Where is my son?
What is the young lady doing during all of this? Is she getting ready to go or something like that?
She's sitting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She's just sitting in the car.
Right.
Yes, she should.
That's good. So he's doing the whole manly man thing.
And then, you know, God forbid he would do this with his own car. It's like I see them still sitting outside, even
right.
after he's fixed the tire and he's put all the stuff away. They're still outside. So I walk out and I go, you know, he's got to love this too. They're just sitting there. I'm like, this is on the window of the car. Hey, hi, window down. He's looking at me like, what's your problem, dude? Window goes down. I go, hey, I stick my head in. How you guys doing? Notice you're still here. I said, yeah, Dad, I'm just cleaning out her car. And again, I know I said the wrong thing. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on a second. I got to see this. You are cleaning out a car? You're going to, let me see you do it. It's like, will you stop it?
Something you have never done before.
You need to contain your surprise.
It was funny. It was funny. It's great. I love having him back at home, even though he's only going to be here for a couple days. Let me see if there's a chance I can get him just to say hello. Because I know a lot of people listening be curious to know how he's
doing.
But
what is the feeling like? You're proud of him? You're this transformation?
Oh, no.
You're happy?
I'm extremely proud of him. He's fantastic. Hello? Hey, hola.
Hey, what's up, Pop?
Hola, I was just talking about you and talking about waking you guys up this morning. And,
yeah.
Talking about how, you know, I'm not used to seeing the guy that was out there today fixing that tire.
Well why not?
Well, because it's never happened before. I mean,
I've never run low on air in my tire.
Well, I do believe before, or in previous incarnations, if you had run out of air in the tire, I cannot imagine a situation, I'm trying to give you a compliment, Barty, where you would not, and I'm trying not to be like that, you know, like the Meet the Fockers
your
guy.
Your father
that you
says
like.
He was impressed with your energy level.
Right.
Thank you, Mike.
While I do appreciate that compliment, it also definitely carries a negative connotation of previous actions.
Yeah, he is. You know what? You can't pull anything over on him right now.
It does, but take it as a compliment.
Fine. Jesus, it's a compliment.
Jesus, Mouse, it's a compliment.
Welcome home, Bart.
Yeah, it's great having you back. It's great having you back. And I just wanted to call you for a second because I know a lot of people are listening and wondering how you're doing. Yep. And the answer is you're doing great, correct?
Correct.
You know, I mean, that's good. What I hear most times. Either, as a matter of fact, I'm so used to him saying, you know, either fantastic or awesome or something.
Mm-hmm.
Today, right before they were ready to go out and go do what they were doing, I said, you know, how you doing? He's okay. I'm like, what's the problem? You know, Mr. Alarmist. What,
right.
What's the problem? Everything's not absolutely perfect. But no, he's doing great.
And the tire got inflated.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. All right, Mr. Man. Well, that's it. Have a good weekend. I'll see you this weekend when I see you. I know you'll be around for a while.
Right.
Okay. And you know that offer stays open. If you would like, I would love to have you guys for dinner tonight. I know you're busy.
Yeah, I'm probably busy, but I'd like to.
Yeah. So, Barty, I'm just busting your balls.
Go ahead and give me a call closer to the actual time. We'll see what happens.
Barty, I'm busting your balls. Have a good time, son. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's cool. Bust my balls and then don't even let me try to make it better.
really, that's what I was looking for.
No, no, hold on. I'm kidding. I'm kidding you because I know you got a big day and a big weekend planned. What did I say to you before you left the house today? I said, if your cats want to come back before you go out tonight, I'd do some grilling. I'd be glad to do some grilling. I mean, no pressure. I'm just kidding you. I know you got your own thing going on.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You still have the Larry the Cable Guy lighter?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It says get her done when you open it up.
Wow. Do you have it right there with you?
Yeah.
Could you play it on the phone?
Let me get it. It's in my pocket. Right. Here we go.
Oh, that can't be a far trip.
Get it done.
You got to hold it just a little farther away from your phone, buddy.
All right.
Perfect. Ah, it's always nice to bring those souvenirs back from the South, isn't it?
That was another beautiful moment with Bart's female friend in the car. Right before they pulled away, he showed me this thing, and he said, I bought it in South Carolina.
Sure.
And I said, no S. And she's from South Carolina.
Oh,
so
really?
A
South Carolina native?
Is she, Bart?
What?
Bart, your friend, who's a girl...
I didn't hear a friend. If that's her voice, it's very low voice.
Is she from South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. And the other guy would be your buddy Kyle, right?
Yeah, well, me, Kyle, and her are all downtown right now.
All right.
Enjoy.
Well, have a good, safe weekend. I sure do love you, bud. And you know, I'm so
always.
I know that I'm so glad you're back at home. Have a great weekend. I love you.
Love you too.
All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Anyway, there he is. He's a pretty great kid.
Very good.
Pretty great kid.
Glad to have him back.
Down there getting it done.
Get her done.
Getting it done in his old bedroom.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'm sure she understands. Oh.
Getting it done.
I'm sure that... Yeah,
don't focus on that.
You know, I sit there and because of the age difference between your kids and my kids, I look to you and the whole thing of having a son as opposed to having daughters... You know,
well, I have a daughter as well.
You bet it's different.
I didn't know her until after she was married to three kids.
With three kids. So it's a much different situation. I don't know if the progressive rule applies to the daughters, fathers of daughters. It's a little different, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
It doesn't, does it, Rob?
No, never.
You probably could say don't stay in the same room, but...
I don't know.
Unless you want to stay up all night. I mean, and besides...
You know, I don't know. You do have to be aware of reality, and if you trust your kids and you raise them
They're
well...
They're 21.
Yeah.
They're 21.
21.
Look at those parents in the story we had yesterday about letting their 17-year-old daughter date the 29-year-old teacher. The parents gave their blessing to that. That's progressive.
You know, seriously, what I would give my blessing to in that circumstance?
Yeah.
I would give my blessing to a Beretta shotgun.
There you go.
I
think that's more normal.
Yeah. I probably would.
Anyway, it's very nice to have him home. And thank you for letting me share that with ye.
It's very nice, and he is a great kid. We all know that, and we're all lucky to know him.
So there you go. So he's back, and we got a break, but we come back. And all the phones are ringing, so we'll take calls and... Oh, God. Drunk Chad?
No.
Oh, well, it's Friday.
Is he banned?
Yes.
Now, hold on. Just don't summarily say that.
I recall him being banned.
Right. If Rob could, he would ban all the callers.
No, just this one.
I think Rob might be right.
You know, we've had a lot of drunks call the show, though, recently. I don't know. Did this guy get under our skin? Are these phones even set up for the... There we go. There we go.
Hi, Drunk Chad.
Drunk Chad?
Hey, all I need, dude, is your shipping address. Rob, I'm actually buying you a present right now.
What is that, sir?
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah, I bet it's a secret.
Yeah.
I bet it's something evil.
A broken cross on it.
The crocus.
The crooked cross the Nazis
right
blew the hammer and the sickle to.
Give us the gift of solitude.
What, Drunk Chad?
It's coming from New Zealand, so it's going to take a couple days.
New Zealand. Chad, are you drinking today?
Yeah.
What was that racket?
That was my... Bottle.
Your bottle.
What are you enjoying today, Chad?
Coors.
Coors. Coors Light?
No.
Regular Coors? Anything harder?
Nope, just a lot of beer.
Hey, tell me something. Is this all hype, Chad, with these commercials I see with these beer cans that keep it cooler?
Yeah, it says a Frost Brew Liner.
Yeah, that's what we're talking. That's exactly what he was talking
how's
about.
How's it work?
I don't know. I drink them warm or cold.
Warm or cold, they're fine with you, right, Chad?
Yep.
He doesn't.
Hey, I just need your address.
Really? You sound actually like you're not drunk, Chad. You sound serious.
How many have you had today?
Eight, maybe.
8.
Chad, can I ask you a question?
Keep in mind, it's almost 1 o'clock out in Sacramento where he is.
Chad, let me ask you a question. Why so mellow?
You know what? I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
Well, no, you do not sound like yourself.
Frankly, Chad, listen, may I explain to you something very quickly, son? You're a nice enough caller. This is a little area that Mike and I like to call show business, and they call it show business for a reason.
That's correct.
You don't have friends. It's a business. And frankly, we've had other drunks that have called in and have stepped up and offered much more than you. If this is the best you can do...
You're not lively enough, Chad.
Until such time as you are willing to be drunk and truly step up and give us your A game...
Where's the cackling, giggling...
Nothing about that right now.
Where are the knock-knock jokes? Where are the knock-knock jokes? Where is the non-stop non-sequiturs?
Okay, I'll call it back in 45 minutes. How about that?
See, now, you know why? He's sincere. He's got to wait 45 minutes. You know why? Because he's gonna pound a few.
Get the sauce.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's all about.
How many can you drink in 45 minutes?
Oh, no. What do you want me to do? Hold on, let me go to my liquor. I have a lighted liquor cabinet. What do you want me?
Chad.
Hold on.
Yes. Chad.
Yeah.
You know what to do in 45 minutes.
What's the
cognac.
Cognac. Very good. Cognac.
Right out of the bottle, Chad.
Absent.
You mainline some of that yak and call us back, Chad.
45 minutes.
Okay, I'll be waiting. I guess you'll be waiting.
Yeah, you'll be drinking.
We'll
be waiting.
We'll stop the show until you call back.
You cannot wait, Chad.
Don't forget, Jägermeister is always good.
Oh, that's in the freezer. Hold on a minute, brother.
It's in the freezer. Well, you know he's serious.
Goes without saying.
Goodbye.
Bye, Chad.
Bye.
Bye, drunk Chad. And Rob just keeps writing down. Either you're a fan of the roll-on antiperspirant ban, or you want him banned.
He's not in a book, is he, Rob?
Not yet.
No, he's not.
He's
in
a thin line.
He sure is.
Rob's body language.
You hate him.
Rob's sitting over there like the thinker.
He wasn't vigorous.
The Punisher. Rob Spiewak is the Punisher.
You tell him, Captain No Button, I'm not strap on.
And what's your line again?
Oh, after I love you, I have to hit you.
We will be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
Right.
The Don and...
Everything you read, when he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways. He turned, got all the tractors going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts.
That's right.
He went berserk, I guess. And I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that he was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
Hard shot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hard shot on Hitler.
Good at the beginning.
He made good roads.
Jesus.
Okay, right.
This is ghetto-licious.
Oh, I know it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, well, hey, what do you say we,
Please do, we cut the chit-chat
a-hole.
Quite listenable, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, during the commercials, Buzz, reminded me of the name of a DJ, a friend, a radio friend in Chicago, right, from back in the day.
Right.
And I think it's a good name, a good sex man name for Johnny Norman.
What would it be?
Go ahead, Buzz.
Johnny Thick.
Based loosely.
Yes, loosely.
On the real Johnny Thick.
So if you're keeping track now, it's Captain No Butt. I am Strap-On. We have Skin Tight.
The Punisher.
The Punisher. And now Johnny Thick.
Joe Ardinger.
And
Jojo Binks. Yes.
And we all are ready to take on the world.
The Sex Man.
Because we're mutants.
The Sex Man fighting crime.
We're sexual mutants.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how you doing, Don?
Hello, we are mutants.
We're looking for some sexual encounters with social debutantes who are also mutants.
Yes, mutants like us.
That's great. Hey, when you guys going to play Buzz's song, Skin Tight, by the Ohio Players?
Skin Tight.
Oh, you know, right. I don't know if I have that or not. You're right, that'd be a great theme.
I have
a
song.
Bow, yes, bow, 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 bow.
It's
a good one.
Skin Tight. Rob?
Of course, we couldn't have an individual song for each superhero. We'd have to have the Sex Men song.
Right.
That would be neat.
It would be like, bunda, 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 Sex Men.
I'll say,
does Rob have that in his collection?
Probably not. I'm sure I do. I do have everything that the Ohio Players ever did. You know, it's a goddamn good one, as they say on 93.9.
Uh-huh.
A good slow jam
is Sweet Sticky Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
God damn, that's a song that makes me turgid. It does.
Sweet sticky thing.
Great album cover.
And I, ow.
That song might as well just be called Rub One Out.
Sweet sticky thing. I don't think I've ever heard it.
It was, wasn't it really big. It was
great.
Do 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 do. My sweet sticky thing, baby.
Yeah.
I'll play that. You guys are great.
I don't have it. I'll bring it on Monday.
Honey.
All right. You guys are great.
Okay. Thank you. See you later, my
friend.
Is that
the name of the album?
Yeah.
Honey, yeah.
It was a
album by
beautiful woman pouring honey on herself.
And, of course, the story about Love Roller Coaster, not true, that it was a woman screaming as a roller coaster was about to go off the track.
And it's not true at all.
And they got the sound of the scream, and that's in Love Roller Coaster.
It's all made up stuff.
Yeah, it's all garbage.
She was just excited.
It's all junk. I don't read it. It's all junk.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You still up?
We still happen to be here, yes.
Are we still?
Oh, really cool.
Like, where would we go? Where would we go? We got to be here for 3 more hours.
Hey, when you fellas relocate to your new station, are we still going to get you out here in the Rocky Mountains?
No, actually, the transmission lines from Rockville, Maryland to the Colorado Rockies, because they both have Rock in their name, unfortunately, that's
Rock
not going to work out very well.
Cancels each other.
No, listen, Dumas, no need for you to worry. Where are you calling from? Are you calling from Colorado Springs?
No, Idaho.
Idaho. Mm-hmm. Are you listening to us on a station or on the Internet?
It's on a station and comes out of Spokane, KJRB.
Oh, out of Spokane, yeah. Listen, no matter where we do the show from, you'll still hear it coming out of your local station.
Way cool, way cool.
Way cool. Don't have to worry about our relocation.
See you later.
Well, we were afraid. Yeah, we were afraid. Bye!
Not afraid.
I know you're afraid. Don't be afraid. As a matter of fact, Rob and I had a wonderful conversation with the people at Westwood One today.
Oh, good.
A wonderful conversation. You know, for being, admittedly, a little pissant of a syndicated show that it seems everyone would like to use as toilet paper as far as resumes go.
Right.
Even though we're on 29 stations, we're on 29 stations that I don't give a crap if it's in Wichita. We make a lot of money for that station in Wichita. We got great ratings.
Yeah.
We got great ratings in Baltimore, great ratings in Sacramento, great ratings in Iowa City and all these podunk towns that we're in. Westwood One came to us today, and by us, I mean they called the lawyers, then the lawyers called Hughes.
Right.
Then Hughes called Rob. This is why, you know, the corporate America incorporated just sucks.
Right.
So
they dealt with it head on.
So yeah, right. Westwood One calls the lawyers. Westwood One's the company that syndicates the show. They call the lawyers. The lawyers call Hughes.
Right.
Hughes calls Rob. Rob calls me. Rob says
to the leg.
And now let's work backwards, because Rob says, here's what's going to have to happen eventually. You're going to have to, now he says this to me, you're going to have to call back Hughes. And after you call back Hughes, then you're going to have to call back the lawyers.
Right.
And after you call back the lawyers, then you're going to have to end up calling back the people at Westwood One. I said, why don't we just...
You're going to have to make the calls to everybody besides Hughes?
We were just guessing that that's the way it was going to play out.
Yeah. Back the way it came.
Because rather than having Hughes say, just call the people at the network, it was like, call the lawyers and then they'll have you call the network. Anyway...
they always have to get the lawyers involved.
Always.
Anyway, as much as we bitch about things, we got a sweet deal with Westwood One. We like being on the stations that we're on. And the only thing that they are busting our balls about, and we just might as well just come clean with this, the show cannot run long. It's in our contract. And
the show cannot run long because of the fact that we're syndicated.
Yeah.
Because in all the other cities where all the other stations have different programming they're putting on, they have an obligation to put that programming
on
because a lot of them have other syndicated programming. And
that's
it's
not
all
even
about
really
the commercials.
I mean, I'll tell you the real truth.
Okay.
It's real. I mean, yeah, you're right to an extent, and that's what they'll say.
Sure.
The truth is, for instance, I'll use Jesus Christ. Let's use I'm trying to think, Spokane as an example.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. That's right. It's the last time. There you go.
We do so good in Spokane that people that buy commercials on our show, it's our show is from noon till 4. If the commercial runs at 3 minutes after 4 o'clock, the client can go to the radio station and say, wait a minute. Hold on a second. The show is on from noon till 4.
Right.
I want my commercial to be on when their show is on.
Right. And it's called a make good.
You know, not when Dick Lick is on. I want... So
So it's a make good. In other words, if we run it, even if we run it late, they get a freebie, and that adds up after a while.
So the show has to end every day at 5 minutes until, meaning 5 minutes until 7 on the East Coast, 5 minutes until 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
Right.
It just got to happen. But also wanted to take a chance to say thank you to our affiliates. I know that we bust on them a lot, but you know, we are the little engine that could. And as was pointed out to me very specifically today by Westwood One, you know, this show makes money for Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason that we've been able to hold on with only 29 affiliates for almost 15 years being associated with Westwood One, while goddamn every Laura Ingraham that has passed through the door and been the hottest flavor of the month,
right.
You know, at least in the world of Westwood One,
right.
They scratch their heads and go, why are these guys still on our roster?
Well, I mean, you can look at the affiliates that have been with us. You know, the ones that come to mind, stations in Wichita, Sacramento, even Portland, Maine, stations that have been with us for a long time.
And for those stations, we will make whatever we got to do happen to make sure that we get the commercials in on time, which means I got to do a better job of running things so that we don't.
So you're giving yourself a pep talk right now.
Yeah, so that we don't get all jammed up later. But also, just to be honest with
and
everybody,
I'll be more aware of the clock, too.
Just so everybody... Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, I normally I just kind of ramble and you know, wait for you know, I would
thank
go
you, Mike.
As...
We really should break now.
I would go I would go as long as you'd want me to go,
and I'd always like you to go long.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I am strap on.
Isolate.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Anyway, so that's just some of the behind the scenes crap.
Right.
But you'd be glad to know that I did leapfrog over Hughes and over the lawyer and just called Westwood once. You know, hey dudes, what's going on? They said, listen. They just said, you're killing us with these commercials. You're killing us. You have, without giving the specific market, in a market, let's say that's on the left coast,
all right.
Maybe they're getting $1,000 for a commercial on our show. On the show after ours, they're getting $300.
Right.
You know, they say, listen, out here you got to know how it is. This is why your show is still on all these stations, because you guys make money for these stations. Stop dicking these stations around. Just play the commercials. Just end the show at 5 minutes until.
During the conversation with Westwood One, at any time, did you say, get a couple more? Did that come up to them?
I mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd that go?
Well,
how'd they respond to that?
This was the answer.
Uh-huh.
This was the answer.
We taped it.
No, the answer, oh, you got it?
We taped it.
Oh, you taped the response?
There we go. No, the answer was very simple.
Yeah.
You're doing fine. That was the answer.
Okay.
I did bring up.
Yeah.
I said, you know, hey, we'd like some clears.
Yeah.
I said, you're doing fine.
Uh-huh. People in hell want ice water.
Don't screw up your little empire.
And, well, you know, we are doing fine.
They have the same attitude, I think, as the previous caller. You're still here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Well, you know, it's all about being realistic about
right.
where you are in life, and we're very happy where we are. And the last thing I want to do is screw things up. You know, even though it makes us sound, I don't give a rat's ass that we're not on in New York anymore. I've let that go. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I, to a certain extent, do care about the guy that owns radio station KCPS in somewhere in Iowa.
Burlington, Iowa.
Yeah, Burlington, Iowa.
Right.
All I know is that this guy has run the show when it was dirty, when it was clean. He runs it. He gets complaints constantly. He makes a lot of money.
He does.
He makes a lot of money, but he takes a lot of crap for running the show.
Yep. And he sends us flowers all the time.
Nope, that's the other one in Iowa.
Oh, it's the other guy in Iowa?
This is, I'm talking specifically, one of the stations that didn't bitch but just said, oh, God, you know, you're killing. And I think when you get, like, to KCPS, you're talking about maybe... $100 a spot as opposed to,
mm-hmm.
but still,
like $15 a spot.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's money is money.
But okay. No, I mean, the way it was put to me was, you know, you guys run late. What you're doing is you're costing that station like $400 worth of revenue.
Right.
Yeah, and the station loves you, but they still get people that are mad now that nudity's back on the show. And so anyway, it was just, you know, Mike, what can I say? They love us.
But they hate us.
They love us, but they hate us. And as you know.
Well, we're realists too.
We're going up there. We're actually, this is going to be a first for us. We are going to, if at least a first in the new evil CBS hierarchy.
Uh-huh.
Mike and I, when is it, Robbie?
Let's say a week from Monday.
Yes. We have been summoned to New York.
A week from next Monday.
So that we can finally meet the people who hate us.
Wow, good. Well, it's about time.
All of them.
No, really.
Put a face with that.
It's going to be about five guys who we've just heard through the grapevine, and you know, it's a good time to clear the air.
I'm going
to
bring gifts.
I think that's wise.
I think it's gift enough that you and I are there.
I know. And that's the way we used to think. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah.
I'm bringing gifts.
Mega suppositories.
It'll be something unique.
You never go wrong with suppositories.
I'm going to research all the guys that are going to be at this.
That's wise.
And I'm going to bring a bag. I'm going to bring a bag of stuff. Nice God, how are you? Nice to see you. Understand, you like fly fishing. Well, hey, how about this number three red fly here? Enjoy this. And hi, other guy, I've got a bag of hams for you. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And I know you like a good ball game, and got on a ticket broker site, and they got you tickets to the game. Here you go. And here's a nice bottle of wine. Heard that you, like me, like alcohol. Here you go.
That'll work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll work.
A big Santa thing. I'll bring a big Santa.
Will you be wearing your Santa hat?
I will. I will wear a Santa hat.
I love that.
I'm actually going to wear the Nacho Libre outfit. That's what I will be showing up for dinner.
Listen, hold on a second.
I will be Nacho Libre.
What is that about?
Get ready to be jealous.
All right.
That's right. Even on the lowest rung of celebrity, you are able to get cool stuff. I hold in my hand something you can't buy. The official Jack Black Nacho Libre bobblehead doll.
There it is.
Wow.
There he is.
Nacho Libre.
Very nice.
I had to steal it from Rob. He wanted it for his doll collection.
Of course he did.
Doll collection.
I said to him, I'm sure my son wants it for his doll collection.
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of Mexican dolls.
He's not really Mexican.
He's an American.
What's his name?
He just plays Nacho Libre.
Plays Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Very, very nice bobblehead doll.
Yes, yeah, it's a quality bobblehead
doll. We've had so many dolls on the show this early on. Oh, look, there's another one, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, John Norman's got another one. That's all right, John. I don't want it.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Oh, more than one came?
Yeah.
Oh. Would you? Hi, Johnny Thick.
Hello.
Johnny Thick.
I just wanted to call you Johnny Thick. I didn't really have anything to say to you. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. Phones. How long till we move to the new studio? There we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
Calling you from Burlington, Iowa, where I listen to you on KCPS. We love you here.
And we love KCPS.
Absolutely. We do. But the guy that runs the station, he's a real dick. But anyways.
Now, hold on.
Now, come on now.
I know. I had to throw that in.
I mean, really, you're not helping our cause when you do that.
Hey, listen, when you do move to your studios with this new environment that you're back into, well, what plans do you have for christening your new studios?
Oh, I think we're probably going to have women having sex with animals.
Oh, that sounds
good. Live on the air. Women having sex with horses.
I can't wait to hear it.
When you talk about the christening, of course, the first thing Donald and I will do the first day we're in there will be mark our territory.
Yeah, sure. And because we're moving to new studios, and as you said, the entire show, from what I'm guessing that you're getting to is that the entire aspect of the show will change. Yes, we will move towards the all bestiality format.
It's going to be wonderful.
That's all we're going to be talking about constantly.
If you guys do a signing off tour when you finally fulfill your contract, we'd love to have you out here.
Right. Well, if we can work it in between, the donkey sex.
much to do because really what we have out there are, and I'm not talking about Scott Shannon here, we need zookeepers out there.
Real action.
To maintain the mantle, the animals.
When the new format of the show is going to be people, both male and female, having sex for 4 hours a day with animals
on the
show. It's
going to be bestiality and political talk.
We're going to need handlers and veterinarians.
Combination, both. Join us for our very first show. We will be interviewing George Will and a goat.
Hello, Don Meisha. George Will will be going down on the goat. Or maybe the other way around. Hello. There's some 69 action.
The smell of the grass.
Some hot 69 action. George Will and a goat.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun when the goat eats the bow tie.
Hello.
So to speak.
Right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I just wanted to let you know I'm sitting here in traffic, of course, going home. I'm trying inching along 28. I'm behind a Nissan Xterra, and it's got the P scratched off, and it says Asport on it. Instead of the passport.
Oh, passport.
All right, okay,
Asport.
Good.
Asport is a dealer. And did it bring you joy in your slow squag on 28?
That's a dealership, right?
Okay. It did, but it made me definitely think of y'all.
Asport.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To some, it is a port.
Thanks for shopping at Asport.
Not with Captain Nobut.
That's right.
Yes, but Strap-On will visit Asport anytime.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
Don, yes. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did Bart's girlfriend put her head undercover because you came in it with your Batman cowl and cape with tidy whities?
Yes, exactly. Except I was nude. I was nude.
Oh, no tidy.
So it was just cape cowl and nothing else.
Cape cowl and, well, my utility belt.
Oh, yes.
The utility belt that God gave me. My big yellow utility belt.
Yeah. Same exact color.
Manorang.
Look at me.
What'd you say?
Your manorang.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hello.
Go.
Hi.
Having a little trouble. Are you having a little trouble communicating on the phone?
Now, listen, I will admit rapidly that I am running on fumes today, but I don't know what your excuse is. So step up. What do you got?
I'm wondering that at Halloween time, will you be bringing back Pumpkin Love?
Yes, of course. Yes, we'll be bringing back all of the things that we used to do before. Yes, we'll be having women having sex with animals. We'll have men and women having sex with pumpkins. Absolutely.
Yes. Look forward to that at Halloween.
All the features you love.
Isn't it nice that he hung on to that one particular bit?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. All your favorites are coming back.
All your favorites. So we made nice pumpkin pies after
Hello.
That.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don, Mike, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think Keanu Reeves would make a good Jack Bauer?
Keanu Reeves? No way, he's too big a pussy.
Too laid back.
Okay, all right,
Whoa. I'm so burned out on him anyway. I see the ads for that movie with Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
It's like,
They're a team now.
Chloe. Crap. Chloe, patch me through. No way.
Patch me through, Chloe. I need to talk to Secretary Heller.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Keanu. Keanu, are you insane?
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you're allowed to talk about this, but...
No, I'm not allowed to talk about that. None of us are.
Oh, you're not? But okay. It's
thank
funny,
you.
Though.
Bye-bye. It's very funny.
Sadly, no.
Yes. Wish we could. Really wish we could. Really can't, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Really, really wish we could. For those listening up in the dump room who have to record what was dumped, really, really wish we could talk about what that guy wanted to talk about.
Much
that. However, it's a fellow CBS employee.
Right.
So
we can't say anything.
Our lips are sealed.
Not a word.
Onward.
Our lips are sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because the world needs ditch diggers, too. God damn, when is the last time I got my oil changed?
You are a funny man.
When is it? I don't know. God damn. What's the name? Oh, the J team. I got to go there. I like Jiffy Lube. That's a plug for Jiffy Lube. And Mike is holding up a magical word now. Yes, the C word.
Thank you.
Right. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
May I have the second Nacho Libre bobblehead doll, please?
Ah, somebody knew that was not doled out. I think that's going to John Norman, isn't it? Because he's a huge Jack Black fan.
Does Johnny Thick want it? Hold on. Let's call sex man Johnny Thick.
Johnny Thick.
Johnny, did you have dibs on that?
I'd like it for the office if nobody else wants.
Ah, you got it, Johnny. Yeah. You take it.
Hey,
that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, trusted listener, pound sand.
Bye-bye.
It's called taking care of your people.
There you go. That's right. Who says that we don't take care of our people?
Our peoples.
Our peeps. We just let him take home a Jack Black bobblehead doll.
I would estimate the value of that to be, what, 11 cents?
Is it really? Maybe $4.
$4 retail?
Maybe $4. No, $4. No, really?
No, you know what?
What do you think the cost was on that? What do you think it cost to make that?
$15 on eBay, but you could get them on shipping.
Did with confidence.
I did probably $2 to make it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Probably depends on what part of the...
what's happening?
Of the country.
What part of the country was made in?
Yes, I would say you could, if you're saying $2, I think you're overshooting the runway. That'd just be my personal opinion.
Let me just see if it says where it was manufactured.
Yeah, if it's in the U.S., maybe $2. Maybe elsewhere.
It has to be a decent grade of plastic in order to be, to offer it at a price consistent with quality.
Let me see. Nacho Libre. Click by day.
You should have a manufacturer somewhere on the box. I would assume that they have that.
I'm looking.
There.
It says copyright Paramount. Registered and manufactured by.
Where?
Post No Bills Incorporated.
Sounds American.
Sounds American to me.
I'd be very surprised.
Who knows?
I think really the least they could do was manufacture it in a South American country.
climate is so beautiful there.
Of course it is, and your labor force is so much, much less expensive.
Saves so much money. And pass the savings on to you.
The consumer.
The consumer. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, of course we can. Hi there.
Hey, calling from small town USA, i.e. Sacramento. You guys were in the paper this week.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God, stop the presses. Stop
them. I know.
No, literally stop the presses.
What's even worse is the article was centered around this knucklehead who writes these jingles, and his claim to fame was writing a jingle for your radio program.
Oh, you mean,
no idea.
You mean that guy? You mean the I Lie Driving Home with Don and Mike? Rob, don't get it. Please don't get it out.
Oh,
come
on, I think we need it.
Please don't get it out.
Oh, my God.
Jay White Oleander or something like that, I guess.
Was it in the B? Was it in the real newspaper?
Yeah. Oh, no. This was big time. It looked like... all right, here's this guy who's some big deal. He's
this was big time.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Oh, boy.
20.
I hate this song. What was that?
This is how bad Sacramento is. This guy's in the scene section of the paper here, which is the number
Friday.
One paper. And this guy is, they make it look like this guy's selling, you know, all this music to the industry. And he sold 15 songs for about $4.99 each.
Yeah.
So I love driving home.
He's got this.
Dawn and Mike.
Where's he from? Is he from Russia?
Originally from Russia.
From Russia.
From Russia with love.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, another pock on the you-know-what of Sacramento.
Yeah, just another pimple on the ass.
Things were fine.
There you go.
But don't worry, you know, that is the type of spontaneous combustion that lifts a radio show to a new level. Simply getting your name in the newspaper for being there with, what's his name, with Douchebag McGillicuddy.
Yes.
And his band of renown.
I think it's fantastic, and we take everything we can get.
Yep, we'll take it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike. How are you?
Hello, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm calling from Pittsburgh, and I just wanted to let you know that since it's summertime, they're keeping the antenna on later.
That's right. It's one of those daytimers.
Like 7 o'clock.
I don't think it's a daytimer, Mike. I think it's... I know our station in Pittsburgh is a full-time station. But
they have to change power at night?
Yeah. I think they probably go like from 5,000 or 10,000 watts to like 5 watts at night.
Right. Yeah, well, then it's...
now we're getting you to... We're getting you guys the whole show now.
Right. So it's sunset.
Later sunset.
Well, wait, did they shut down at sunset altogether?
No, they don't. I don't think
so. No, because we get Tom Likas from L.A.
Yeah, they just have to power down at sunset. And
yeah, so now the sun's up, so we're all set, and you can hear us loud and clear.
Yeah. All right, good.
But I still listen to you on the web anyhow.
Okay, well good, thank you.
Reminds me of
my days at WYRE in Annapolis when I was programming that station and found one of my heavier DJs back in the transmitter room where you would switch the power, right, and he was putting in a suppository.
Oh, dear.
And I have never...
That's not a joke.
That is the true story.
That's the truth.
I came in. There was no one in the air studio.
And that was Sean Hall that day.
Hey, 13Q Rock.
It was not Sean Hall. I came in. There was nobody in the air studio. I was looking for this guy. And I went into the transmitter room, which was right behind the air studio, and you heard rustling.
Was it Kushner?
And it was not Kushner. He was a small guy. And and there he was. That was a guy named Frank. And he said, "Sorry, man." And he shook his head. He came out and he said, "Sorry, I was doing this."
We wanted to shake your hand.
He said, "Sorry, hemorrhoids, man." And I went, "Oh my God!" And it was the nastiest thing I'd ever encountered.
He never took another transmitter.
There was really no need for him. We know what he didn't want to do. The bathrooms. You remember WYRE?
Yeah.
The bathrooms were downstairs. So he didn't want to take a little trek downstairs to the men's room to do this, especially with a 5 minute or 4.5 minute record on. So he actually slid in there and, you know, "Hey, I'd like to use those control buttons after that."
No need to wash up afterwards.
Right, no need whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
He was wearing a sport coat, too.
He's going back there, too. Like, "Hey, what's going on? We're supposed to be doing the power switching." Put a suppository.
Yeah. He was back behind in the very small area. There was a tiny little desk back there, and it was a little nook that he could hide in where you couldn't really see. And I saw, like, half the sport coat and him bent over.
Uh-huh.
And he had just finished. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he looked at me and he said, "Man, hemorrhoids. I had to put in a suppository."
Wiped his hands on his pants and went on his way.
It's a true story.
You know what? I swear to God, I would lie about that every day. You could have come back and asked me to do it. I would say, I'm working my man, yeah. I'm taking a leak. I would say anything, sure, anything. Other than I just put a suppository in.
Well, you know, part of me at the time, I thought that maybe he was doing something illegal back there, and he used the suppository story because it was so shocking and horrible as a cover.
Yeah,
you know?
Possible.
Yeah, Robbie looked like two bald guys sharing a cigarette. Exactly what it looked like. Exactly what it looked like. Had a lot of things happened at that little radio. You want to talk about a little radio station at a house?
Yeah,
that was a little radio station at a house in the woods.
That is true.
It is a strange little place.
That is true.
And you know, the only other good thing that ever happened at that radio station to me was one day when I started work there as a morning man. I was fresh out of college and I was doing the morning show, and I walk in and I'm greeted by my newsman, a wonderful guy, the late Sonny Uberoff,
mm-hmm.
who went on, left there and actually worked for Mutual and worked, I think, sometimes engineering the Larry King show.
Larry King.
And I walked in and I said, and Sonny was at his typewriter in the morning, and he was getting the news ready. And I walked in. It's my first day on the job. It's the crack of dawn. I walk in. I go, "Good morning, Sonny." And Sonny doesn't even look up from his his typewriter and flips me off. Just flipped me off.
Because you were the young, fresh face.
I was the brand new
job.
We ended up becoming very, very good friends. And Sonny knew, got every scoop in Anne Arundel County in Annapolis, Maryland, because Sonny knew every lawman for 40 miles. And one day, Sonny was out in the back, and they were shooting a bad alarm clock that Sonny didn't like, and they were shooting it with their .44 Magnums.
Wow.
It was a fun time. It was good to cut your teeth on that kind of... I knew what radio was... It took me about an hour to realize what radio was all about.
Cut your teeth. You see a guy back there inserting a suppository.
Yep.
Welcome.
And then the local cops show up to shoot an alarm clock in the backyard.
I'd come in 2 out of the 5 days of the week, and Sonny would have... He had the kind of... .44 Magnum that had the really long barrel on it.
Wow. Yeah. Blow your head clean off.
It was the Clint Eastwood gun.
Yeah, right.
And Sonny had a holster, and he would be wearing it while he was doing the news.
Imagine if all journalists pack heat like that.
And there was another cop there, and he might still listen to our show, a guy known as Guido. His nickname was Guido. And Guido was downstairs the first time I met him, and he was in his full Annapolis city cop uniform,
yeah.
And he was taking his bullets, and he was dropping them down on the floor next to the Coke machine, like bombs, to see if they would go off.
Right, boy.
Well, they wouldn't go off, Rob, because you got to hit the hammer on the other side. That's what makes them go kaboom.
Hey!
Yep. Oh, did I say hammer?
Hey, yes.
You did. Oh, well,
yes.
I was making a gun reference.
I know you were. I know you were.
Click, 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 click. There you go. We do got to do this. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
Ooh, yeah.
Hey,
thanks,
Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
Holy crap, there's spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Go ahead, I forgot you like to sing on that.
Thank you.
I always forget when I'm layering the tapes that you do like to sing to that one.
Some, certain selections I will try to harmonize.
Good
harmony.
There you go. Let's see. Oh, I know what we're going to do here. Not that.
No.
Why do you always put that there?
What? Where it goes?
Not this early in the show. I mean, not this early in the break.
ADD.
Okay, ASS.
Yeah.
I'll take that out and put that back. See... You had that in that machine.
Right.
And I turned my back. And see, I had this tape, which says timpani. Hi, everybody. I'm overtired. Deal with it. I have a tape that says timpani. Before we went on the air, I turned to Rob and I said, please get the timpani tape.
Mm-hmm.
He got it out. Good boy, good producer.
Very good.
Put it in machine number one, just like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I turned, started talking to Mike,
yep.
and said... And now, and pressed button number one, and because I don't have eyes in the back of my head, I could not see. He had already changed it. He had already put this one.
Uh-huh.
Don't break now, stations. He put this one in.
Number 15.
We didn't need that one.
No.
No,
yeah, but it belongs there.
It belongs there. It's where he cleans house.
Do you follow any of this?
I don't know.
I mean, do you follow? Am I translating this correctly?
Yeah, I
can't see the machine
right.
when I'm
know.
Looking at Mike and looking at Buzz. I had the tape in number one.
I don't know.
I went to press number one. He had moved it from number one to number three only because in approximately 10 minutes or so we're going to have to eventually put this one
right.
back into machine number one.
How long is the machine number one though?
I don't know.
Definitely number one.
Well, right now it's not in any machine. Right now it's homeless.
I hate that.
This a bridal suite?
Do you hate it?
I don't know.
Do you hate it? Does it really bother you? Like, I just let him sit right up here. There he is.
It's driving him insane. It's driving him nuts right
there.
Now.
There. Now, as I was saying, I know we got 8,000 of them, you big dope. But even though we have 8,000 tapes that say Don and Mike Show number 15 Arbitron rated, this is the only one that you really right now want to be in machine number one.
That's true.
It is killing you on some level.
Well, he's tapping himself.
More than one level.
He's right. tapping his side.
Well,
fidgeting. That means he's fidgeting, right.
We'll know that it'll eventually go where it belongs.
His head will explode.
He simply can't handle it. He's starting to rub his bald spot.
Okay. All right, you ready to watch?
If I had one.
Watch. Yeah, if you had one, right.
Right.
Oh, you know what?
God, you are tired. You are so tired.
He's tired and he's torturing you.
He is.
I'm not putting it in all the way. Dang. Not enough for it to even make the yellow light go on. You know what that's like? That's like, you know what it's like.
Yeah, we had the author on.
It's like with a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, that's right.
Uh-huh.
She would say, don't really go inside. Just keep knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we used to have those goddamn sexperts on the show?
Mm-hmm. I like some of them.
Well, but every...
I was wondering, you know, and it's funny you bring that up.
No.
I'd love to have a fresh one.
No, we can't because that is simply too titillating.
Oh, God.
One thing we can't do.
Jesus, but that was clinical.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Boy, I didn't mean that to sound the way that it did.
It wasn't tired to them. You're tired.
Yeah. I'm tired.
That's why I would never look at, during this show today, I would not look at you at any time and go, you're wrong, Don. Wrong.
Yeah, not today.
That would not happen today.
It's okay.
I would be subtle about it if I disagreed. I would be very subtle in my... No, so you're... Because we had that meeting.
Yeah, and even though we had that meeting, one thing that
sorry
is...
Sorry about that. Poop,
one thing that's
down.
Absolutely out is, unless we had a woman...
Anyway,
and we would not do it with a guy unless we had a woman and we were really having like a serious discussion. There's no way we can get away with it now. There's just no way.
And you couldn't have a sexpert on like we used to and have any kind of discussion that would be entertaining or informative without, you know, doing a little potty talk.
Yeah. And they also, it seems to me that they all have the same rap. I mean, I like talking about.
Oh, no, they, now, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Dr.
Natasha Terry.
Yeah.
Well, I keep thinking of Korn.
You know what? Seriously, I'd commit a murder came back on.
We had Laura Korn and Nora Hayden.
And Nora Hayden is the same, exactly the same.
And the one that Mike liked, Dr. Natasha Terry.
She was fantastic.
And even though she was a piece of ass, I think that basically the...
Took her top off one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that?
And do you remember the time that Nora Hayden blew her nose and then...
Yeah, and put it in her bra.
Put the snot rag in her bra.
And Nora Hayden was one of these women that always has that red nose. Always that kind of like, I've got allergies, red nose. And she, you know, fancied herself as a starlet in the, I think in the 1940s.
But their whole deal is, how do you satisfy a woman?
Uh-huh.
You just keep teasing her.
No, that was Nora Hayden.
No, but that was also...
Korn.
Yeah, that was also Korn.
And even to an extent, I think your girl, Dr. Natasha, said, yeah, that's kind of the key to it.
Yeah, but Natasha Terry went into a lot more detail. And you know what I liked about Natasha Terry, and you know, Rob, I wouldn't expect you to remember this, but Dr. Natasha Terry focused on men a lot more than women. With the other ladies, they were always talking about what you do to make sure the woman is satisfied.
And what failures we are as men.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and you know, and then there was the big thing. And incidentally, that little trick that, maybe it was Nora Hayden or Laura Korn, that little trick that she talked about, I've never really found that to be the slam dunk.
Which one?
The withholding delivery?
Just go right up to the door and just kind of rub against the door, but don't actually go inside?
Yeah, I mean, because most women I find don't want that to happen.
The thing that I remember most about Nora Hayden is she made a movie with Leslie Nielsen in 1953.
That's right.
Microphone off. Thank you. Now, as I was saying.
53, wow. There really was a starlet of the 40s.
See what this is?
Why are you doing that? It was home. Why will you take it from his home?
They're arguing about what tapes are in the machines again.
Which machines?
Because you just had to jump in with that crap.
So now that's a punishment?
Yeah, it's a punishment.
You know all I'm thinking right now?
Punishing you.
I'm just glad it's you right now. I'm glad it's you. I don't want it to be me. Not on a Friday.
How could it be you?
Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's him. Sometimes it's you. We're all like, you know, that. And sometimes when you're overtired, I just don't want it to be me before on a Friday show.
It's not you.
Don't
worry.
Because if it's me, and you know that.
I couldn't live with myself.
You know that. If I leave here with a bad taste, I'm like,
I couldn't live with myself.
Yeah, listen, don't underestimate your power.
Something happens.
You can ruin
weekends.
You know you can. You know you can.
You just gave me a really nice compliment.
I did.
And I talked all over it. Would you repeat it again?
I said, you know this, and you know it's true. You can ruin weekends.
Thank you.
You know what? I've seen you do it. You've done it to you've done it to people, and you're very, very, very rarely have you ever done it to me.
No,
but it's happened occasionally, and it's terrible. And it's not a weekend ruiner, but it's like, you know, you're starting that 2 days of just a freedom, and then you get a little right at the end, right before we're going home, right before we're going.
Not
you know,
a lot.
Exactly. No, hardly ever.
Right.
But you only need to get it once to know. You know, so I am very concerned with keeping you happy today.
No, don't worry, I'm very happy,
yeah,
and don't worry about him. He's calloused. He's like a big gigantic calloused guy.
He is totally calloused.
For that tape.
What?
You're going to ruin the weekend for that tape because you took it out of his home.
You are still obsessing on the machine.
I mean, I'm not doing this as a bit.
I know.
He really wants. It is driving him crazy. He wants this tape to be in this machine because if we stay on schedule in approximately 4 minutes. This tape has to be played.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something? This tape could be played in machine number one,
number two,
number three, or
heresy.
Number four.
Don't do that.
You know what we're going to do for the rest of the show?
No, don't.
Hold on.
No, God, don't.
Mike.
What, can I ask Rob a question? Rob, please, and I'm going to ask it. I rarely ask this. Step up to the microphone. Why does that bother you so much? Why does it bother you?
Because they're in order.
Because there's a place for everything.
Oh. They're in order, Mike.
And everything has to be in the place, and that's the routine. That's
how
we do it.
Mike. Okay, I'm gonna.
Is that the whole thing with change and like why you want the world to be like it was 50 years ago?
I don't know. I don't know if that has any. That's more political than professional.
But it's related. Would you not agree that it's related?
Here's what we're gonna do now.
What?
This is gonna drive you crazy.
I know what you're gonna say,
but this is gonna be like
nuts.
You know when you go to a baseball game, Mike?
Yes.
And I remember Bart asked me one of the very first times we were at a game. I was telling him. You can watch to see what the pitch is by what the pitcher, if he has one finger, two fingers. And Bart right away said to me, well, Dad, couldn't the guys from the other team just look and know that one means fastball, two means slider? I said, no, the thing is, they change it up. And sometimes before the game, they're going to say, okay, tonight, three is two,
mm-hmm.
two is one,
right.
and one is three. And if I tap myself on the left left ear
right.
in the fourth inning, one becomes three, three becomes two, and two becomes one.
Exactly.
So. For the rest of the show.
Especially if there's a man on second.
Yes, absolutely, right.
Right.
Because you might want to advance him.
Yeah, he's going to steal the science from you.
For the rest of the show.
Yes.
These machines that you know as 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
They have numbers, but they will not be in sequence. We will start.
So where do you want that, the number one tape, where do you want that to go now?
I've not made up my mind yet.
Well, you let me know. And we'll work from there.
Why do I have to let you know? Just play it by ear.
Okay.
I'll insert it in the machine before we have to go to break.
You know, no good can come of this.
Oh, please, come on. Live in the now.
I'm right here right now.
This is going to make you have a good weekend.
This is what's going to do it?
You're going to feel great and energized.
Why are you going to put Carrie in a good mood?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the radio version of Inside the Actor's Studio.
I feel my back tightening, but okay, let's try this.
Would it be Inside the Actor's Studio or Inside the Comedy Mind?
It would be
Inside the Retarded Mind.
Inside the Retarded Mind.
Psychopath's Mind.
I mean, really, because for some reason it does bother him that it's not exactly number one, number two, number three, number four in the exact order.
That's right. Wapner at four.
Okay. Again.
A little obsessive compulsive.
Being played now on machine number one. And if you really want to be serious, and it's way behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But really, Rob, when you look at this whole console back here, let me move the mic back.
Yes.
We don't use two of these.
I know. It's actually 3, 4, 5, and 6.
So really, the one that you call number one?
Yes.
Its real name is what?
Its real name is three.
Thank you. And what's this one's real name?
That real one is four, or as the Romans called it, IV.
Jesus. How about, in real life, what is this?
That's five, but it's really three.
What is this one?
That's two, but it's not being used.
See, we have six machines. Two of them are not being used.
Right.
And if you were doing...
Why are the two not being used?
Because the studio is a piece of ass.
Okay, because they don't work?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have two dead ones, then we've got a new one, and then on the bottom is a row of three more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's killing him that the blue cartridge is not in machine number one.
It's where it goes.
Yep, sure. It should go there.
Now, is that the sound effect you wanted to play all along?
Yes.
Is there a particular reason why you want to play that?
Yes, Mike, there is.
Okay.
However, we must break now.
Seacrest out. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing that thing that I said I was going to do so that we don't get screwed up on time.
Oh, and you're teasing, too. I'm dying to know what the timpani's for.
Oh, it's... Don't get your panties in a wad. It's... I just think we should hear...
Don't worry. I'm not wearing them today.
We've got... tape of Anna Nicole Smith.
Mike O'Mara is commando.
Hey, I wanted to get Buzz is an expert on Tom Petty, or at least his wife is, something about Tom Petty. And we've never heard our winner, the reason that we had the timpani in there, and there it is again, playing mightily in machine number one.
Sounds good, Adam.
We've never given Channel 5 the proper due for having the best sweep story about feces in your food.
If Tom Petty married a famous country singer's daughter and she wanted to keep her name, she'd be Roseanne Petty Cash.
Huh?
I don't know what
Petty
I'm saying.
Petty Cash.
Petty Cash.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Roseanne Cash.
Rob, turn your head.
I've turned it.
Okay, hold up between 1 and 4, any number.
Pick a number.
There you go. Now, hold on. You know, this is going to be like
Rob
the
scramble. Doesn't know what the number is.
This is going to be like the scramble.
You're shuffling the tapes.
This is going to drive you nuts.
Can I turn?
Rob, guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Goddamn cheater.
I did. Turn around. Okay, you got
Mike, again. Pick
another
a number between 1 and 4.
All right. We have a new number that Rob doesn't know.
Okay. Rob.
Yes.
Guess which one. Because this will be us going to break right now. I'll tell you this. It's either in number 1... Number 2, well, number 3, and number 4, if they're out of the 4, 3 of them are active, 1 of them is a dead spot.
Okay, the blue cart, the network cart is in 3.
Now, why don't you just, I know this is inside, really,
right.
Okay, and you live inside, okay? I want you to try, just for a little bit, to perhaps understand that there are people that don't have a clue what we're talking about. Can you at least say tape machine number? When you say number 3, someone might say that the blue cart is living in a pile of you-know-what.
Oh, I understand now.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm
very
sorry.
Good. So your guess is...
I say the first cartridge is in machine number 3.
Yes.
The second cartridge is in machine number 1.
Right.
And the third cartridge is in machine number 2.
Come take a look.
Let's see how we did.
Let's see if you won. Did you win?
How did Rob fare?
No.
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 No. And now your tape is going to be played out of machine number what?
That's the machine for the phone sound effect.
And the listeners are turning off their machines right now.
Mike, I'm sorry. I love this. I love this because it drives him nuts.
Yeah. He is. I mean, he really is upset about it.
All right, here you go. How's
it? Are you putting them all back in the right order now?
You're doing it his way?
You like that? Oh.
There you go. You made a boy very happy.
Really, he was very upset by that.
He's going to go rub his Maneki Neko or whatever the hell it is.
No.
Polish his Hindenburg.
They're playing in the wrong machine. Right now.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen to this, ass.
What?
It's not working.
No.
Jesus.
Would have worked if they were in the right machine.
Don and Mike.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show. Beautiful minds. Don and Mike.
Hey, Ryan, thank you, Dude Walker. We'll have him on the show next week. We've got some bumpers, and also we'll have our commercial for Sex Men United.
Sex Men.
I'm Captain Nubbutt.
I'm Strap On.
Rob is the Punisher. The Buzz.
I'm Skin Tight.
Hi, Froggy.
Hi.
Nice to hear someone else with a for a change.
Yeah.
John Norman is Johnny Thick. And Joe Artinger, animated as JoJo Binks.
JoJo Binks.
All of this And now, Joe Jackson. Show us, Joe Jackson, everybody.
Everybody!
Everybody. Okay, let's see. Going to do some catching up here. First, the best sweeps from Channel 5.
Kitchens with mouse droppings.
Here in D.C. We've heard this teased. We went through all of the tapes of all of the stuff that the TV stations ran
right.
during the important May sweeps.
Right.
And this was the one that, at least the way that they sold it, appeared to be the most sensational.
This is the one that really grabbed you.
So here we go. Let's just give it a listen and see if it holds up.
Right.
It's the smarmy Brian Bolter talking about feces in your kid's food.
Mouse droppings, roaches, and broken refrigerators. No, they're not at some rundown restaurant. We're talking about school cafeterias, and your kids may be served up some of that filth. Mark 5's Wisda Martin's been following this story for months.
Wisda?
He's live in Northwest with what he found. Wisdom, we're all ears.
Wisdom. Some students brown bag it. Others opt for a school-made meal.
Who picks this music?
Any way you serve it. Well, lunch is an important
feces in the food.
We'll pick
some of our boys and girls, these meals are the only meals of sustenance that they get.
But not every student's lunch is prepared in a brand new cafeteria like this.
Here we go.
Many more look like this. 3 years ago, Fox 5 investigated the district's school cafeterias and found a number of serious health violations. A leaky ceiling and roaches at Shade Elementary. Fruit flies, roaches, and...
Now, let me just say, I've not heard this. This does appear to be, at this point, just redoing what they've done already.
Well, that's what they do. They're good at that in the local news. At Cordoza High.
Where's the news stuff?
We pulled their inspection reports again. In 2005, inspectors found evidence of mice at Shade. No hot water at Shaw. Mouse droppings at Eastern in the storage area, as well as prime living conditions for them in an old mattress and rug next to the dumpster. And roaches at Cordoza, plus that pesky refrigerator problem. And in 2005 and 2006, 15 D.C. school cafeterias were cited for broken equipment. 11 schools for not having hot...
Let me just say, I'm terribly disappointed. This was our sweeps winner.
We found.
And as of this point...
It's not exciting you enough, is that
no.
it?
Yeah, no, it's not.
I agree.
I'd almost rather go back to arguing with Rob. Instantly, I've given in.
It's easy. Everything's back in its proper order.
The blue card's in number one.
It's just easier.
The second one's in number two. The phone thing's in number four. It's the way he's really happy about it.
He's delighted. Water, 9 for roaches, rats, or mice, and 23 schools for plumbing problems.
Come on.
One of those schools with unreliable equipment was Deal Junior High. They were cited in February for broken cooking units and not having a working steam table.
Where's the feces?
Hot. We wanted to see for ourselves what the conditions are like at Deal. We took our hidden camera down a flight of stairs to the basement and to the cafeteria door.
Big feces everywhere.
As soon as we entered the main eating hall, the missing and falling ceiling tiles were evident. Walk a little further, and we found chipping paint and broken plaster.
Hey.
And it wasn't just in the dining room. Back in a hallway just off from the food preparation area...
Yeah.
A severely water-damaged wall...
Chipping paint, not that big a deal.
Some people might say, oh, that's just a little...
Children of thalidomide.
Yes.
That's just an aesthetic, but no, it's not when you're preparing food.
Gavin Elementary. Inspector for the D.C. Department of Health.
We may have to take this award back.
How long that paint's been up there? It could even possibly be lead paint. There could be possibly asbestos in the ceiling that they haven't gotten around to replacing yet.
There's only 30 seconds left in this piece.
Oh, no. I'm very disappointed.
They teased mouse feces in your food, and it's about asbestos and paint chips.
That's just not fair.
Where's the feces?
Channel 5, shame on you.
Boo!
Have you seen that?
Right.
On Channel 2 in New York, the big finger.
Shame on you.
When they send out their investigative guy.
At least you want to see. You know what you want to see? You want to see a mouse crawling across the scrambled egg.
Right.
That's what
All right,
you want
here,
to see.
Here in the last 30 seconds.
Those are the things that scare us.
School leaders don't have a timetable on when all the cafeterias will be fixed.
Boo.
In the meantime, some parents and students aren't taking any chances.
My son, however, brings his lunch. He doesn't eat hot lunch. I just think that me fixing lunch, I'm a little more comfortable, that's all.
Hey, that's unfair.
Yeah, it is.
Where's the feces?
We got
now, the school
damage.
System is in the process of hiring a safety and sanitation manager. That person's focus will be on making sure that all the kitchens and cafeterias are clean. Back to you, Brian.
And the plan, Wisdom, is to have that position filled before the start of the next school year.
I should pre-listen to this stuff. Will you please call Channel 5's newsroom?
Yeah.
Right now?
Brutally disappointing.
Do you have someone to take the call?
I thought it would be something like this. And you see a bunch of school kids.
Right.
In this case, all Vietnamese.
Right. And then they're being served vermin.
Yeah. I mean, they're having their mashed potatoes, they're having their peas, their carrots.
Right.
And there's mouse droppings on them.
Yeah, this is just not fair.
Mouse droppings that look like human droppings.
They just cheated us.
Listen to the promo.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle car.
Listen to the promo again.
Kitchens with mouse droppings, roaches,
where?
Even broken refrigerator.
I didn't hear anything about mouse droppings.
No. And we didn't see anything, I'm sure. I'm sure they didn't show anything cool.
Shame on you, Channel 5, and there I was.
What you wanted to see was our hidden cameras went in and we saw the cafeteria workers that were actually dancing with their feet in the food.
I'm fighting with Rob about this, for goodness sakes, about what number the machine is in with the timpani.
Duh. May I speak to Brian Balter?
Oh, he's probably on the air now.
Is Will there?
How about the news director?
Yeah,
Will,
is the news director available?
Will talk to him.
Don't tell them.
Now that they're doing that thing at 5 o'clock, this is their go time.
Yeah. I'll talk to them off the air.
Okay. They're getting the news director if she's there. Will's on the air. Brian's not there.
Will Thomas is on? Oh, my God. I wonder what he's wearing. Buzz, turn it on. I want to bet right now. I bet it is a light blue shirt.
Oh.
And I'm going to guess he's not going to go with a pink tie. I'm going to guess it's a strong red tie. I swear to God, I've not seen it. Mike, you want to guess?
I'm going to say large knot at the neck, and a pattern.
Buzz?
And a pattern.
Do you have Channel 5 on?
I do.
Let's see what he's wearing.
What's he wearing?
We don't have Will right now.
What do we have?
Addresses and pension details are all on that laptop. The chains are all part of a layer.
Meanwhile, Rob's still on hold for the news director at Channel 4.
All the news is going on.
The company either lost the computer or it was stolen during a flight back on May 2nd.
Coming up.
He won't be on now. You can turn it off. That's how sad I am.
I wanted to hear the rough landing was for.
That's how pathetic I am. I already know that by the time they get to this, he's not going to get any more FaceTime. Still on hold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
voice. Oh, there's Sue Palka.
How's she doing a little preview of the weather?
How's he doing?
We're in a black suit today.
He's my favorite weatherman.
How's his jog itch?
Well, you got a rough front coming through over the mountains right here.
Lots of company. It's going to be unsettled tonight and tomorrow. We'll have another update.
Of course it's going to be unsettled tonight and tomorrow. You know why? Because it's Washington, D.C., and it's the weekend.
Hey, what was that? As long as we're talking about the local TV.
The story he did a little while ago about the food.
Are you on with the news director?
No, the news director wasn't there. No.
You talking to an intern?
Who are you talking to?
I got the lady answering the phone in the newsroom.
Can I talk to her?
Well, she's ringing Wisdom. If not, we'll go back to her.
Because, I mean, she doesn't have to go on the air. I just want to tell her.
Well, you might be able to talk to Wisdom, the person that did the report. That would be a higher up.
As a consumer, I want to say I'm disappointed in Fox 5.
Yes.
You wanted the hype. You wanted the delivery on the hype.
I expect less from them.
No mice? No mice?
You,
know I mean?
You wanted to see one of those microscopic cameras that was zeroing in on the mouse dropping.
You know, almost where it looks like when you see, like, under a microscope, a bunch of sperm and everything.
Exactly.
That's what I wanted to see.
Enlarged droppings.
Hey, what's that product, Mike, that eats...
Rid. Ridex.
That eats BM?
Ridex.
We watch this commercial every day during our soap opera.
Wonderful. They actually show the Ridex, which is bacteria, where it's some kind of bug they put into your septic tank, and it eats the poo.
It eats your number two.
Yeah. And I mean, they really show an animated version of the little bugs doing that.
They look like little scrubbing bubbles, but they eat poop.
Fascinating.
Is there animated poop as well?
No.
Yes, there is.
But, Mike, it looks like little pieces of wood.
It's actually just like a graph, almost. Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of a solid wall.
Very clinical.
We've watched the show all the
but
time.
But I'll tell you, I'd love to see a real microscopic version of that.
I just called it a show.
It is a show.
It's not a show. It's a
commercial show.
A 30-second commercial.
Commercial show.
We turn it on and we
advertising show.
I'm telling you, the room stops and it goes, hold on. It's a thing that's going to eat crap.
It's Ridex.
How you doing there, Rob?
Rob's been on the phone with the Channel 5 Fox Newsroom for the better part of the hour.
I mean, can I just speak
not
to
even off the air.
I was
chatting. What, they won't talk to me off the air?
No, I'm sorry.
God.
Wow.
Hey, could you tell him, hey, Rob, could you say this to him? I'm Rob Spiewak. Don't you wish you were me?
I'm Rob Spiewak. Don't you wish you were me?
Well, now, hold on a second. Would you just hand me the phone for a second?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Just hand me the phone.
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you. Hello? Yeah, hi. Is this the Channel 5 newsroom? Hi there. I am a loyal Channel 5 viewer. And I want to say I was just very disappointed with your story about feces in kids' food during
feces,
the...
Feces, not feasties.
Feces, not feasties.
Ridex or feasties.
feces in kids' food during sweeps.
In cafeteria.
Are you going to refer me to the news director?
Oh, good.
Catherine Green is vice president. Great. Thank you. I love Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
You're super. Hello? She's transferring me.
You'll get voicemail.
Catherine Green.
Well, see, if I get voicemail, I'll just leave a message. Excuse me, that's my headphones. I'll just leave a message as a guy. I mean, what are you back to telling him who we are and everything? I mean, I guess that's the first thing you should do, because you wanted to try to get him to go on the air, right?
You're off the air.
Yeah.
You're off the air, David.
I'm just sitting
David, we are on the air.
Sitting here holding the phone to my ear. Forgot to... Hello? Hello, how are you? Hi there. My name is Michael Elston from Fairfax, Virginia.
Oh, mine.
I do a radio show every day under the name of Buzz Burbank. I would just like to say that I am a big fan of feces and food, and when I was watching your newscast, I was terribly disappointed because I love the thought of feces and food. I don't really love it. I'm a newsman. Hello? Now, how could they hang up? I swear to Christ.
Weren't you leaving a message?
Yes. I swear to Christ.
When it hung up on you?
It said, you have reached the voicemail of Catherine, whatever.
Green.
And hold on. Here you go. Listen to this. Here you go. Hold on.
What are you getting now?
Listen to that. Hold on. Put it on hold. Can you put that on hold so we can hear this?
The call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial.
Well, I thought that was very rude.
How does a voicemail hang up on you?
Wow.
How does a voice, unless, like, they just piped it through, or maybe they're listening to the show on delay, and they decided they didn't want it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Channel 5.
Oh, that's sad.
Come on, be cool. You offered us something, you didn't deliver it.
I think it's fixed.
Don't be yellow.
Please. Or brown.
And more commercials for Red-X.
Anal birth. Here you go. Anna Nicole Smith is pregnant.
Oh, dear.
Here.
God bless her.
Here she is now.
Well, let me stop all the rumors. Yes, I am pregnant. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy about it. I'll be checking in and out on the web. And I'll let you see me as I'm growing.
Yeah, there she is.
She's going to give birth to an 8-pound, 4-ounce pill.
Now, two things real quick. One of them about babies, incidentally. About the world's sexiest baby ever.
Yeah, they're cute.
Brad Pitt's baby with Angelina Jolie. They get free stuff for this baby, but this is beyond getting free stuff.
What now?
According to the Los Angeles Times, a boutique in Los Angeles. And where do they live? They live...
they have the baby in Africa.
They live in Africa. Yeah. And there's a boutique in L.A., and they have a website called itsmybinky.com.
Okay.
They sent the baby a pacifier that costs $17,000.
Well, isn't that responsible?
They have also received, already, according to the L.A. Times, three closets full of designer clothes for the toddler. Super expensive baby bedding, and the topper is, and I went to the website, a solid gold diamond studded pacifier from itsmybinky.com.
It's my binky.
Oh, and Buzz.
Yes.
Okay, more tape here. You like Tom Petty, or is it your wife that likes
Tom
Petty?
Well, she's the one who's really crazy about him, but I like Tom Petty.
You'll enjoy his show, right?
I do, yeah. I'm going. I look forward to it.
All right, now, are you familiar with the new Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
It's called
Donnie California.
Right.
I've heard it. When I hear it on the radio, it sounds to me like every other Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I didn't know
it was a new one.
Yeah.
Apparently, they say that it sounds very much like Tom Petty's Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, Last Dance, yes. Uh-huh.
So here now is, which one's first? Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right.
And this is their brand new song.
All right.
Which is not bad. Sounds like everything else to me, but sounds good. Now, I don't know Tom Petty that well.
Give it away now.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you fix the panorama. She never knew that there was...
Okay, now...
Sounds more like Chili's than Petty, but...
Now listen to Tom Petty. I don't know who it is that's upset about it. It might be Tom Petty.
The melody is similar.
I think Tom Petty is doing that thing that Phil Spector did to George Harrison.
Were they recorded almost at around the same time, or is one older?
No, this Tom Petty song is like, 10 or 15 years old, right? And the Red Hot Chili Peppers song is brand new.
She grew up in Indiana town, had a good-looking
never was around.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty damn close.
Yeah. Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Na, 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 na.
The lyrics, Rob and I were listening to it before the show today.
Yeah, right.
The lyrics are very similar, right?
Yeah, and so is the melody, too.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. There you go. Hey, you big dummy, you did something right.
Very good.
Let's see. Mary Jane starts out, she grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who was never around.
Right.
She grew up tall, she grew up right, with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the Chili Peppers?
No, that's Petty. Tom Petty.
That's Tom Petty. All right, what's the Chili Peppers?
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and her mama was a hippie.
Same type of lyric.
In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. And give me a pass on that.
You got it.
Yeah. Listen, can I say that next time I say hammer? Give me a pass on that.
No, only if it's used in covering a news story.
You know, I just said give me a pass on it.
To be fair, come on.
You really should. Did he bring it out? Did he just bring it out?
Sure. I said for me, not for you. You'll get a pass on it this time, Mike.
Because I was commenting on it.
Right. Yes. Hold on, let me just...
Click,
so
click.
I didn't get a pass. No.
That was for Don.
That was for me saying it.
Oh, okay, but I thought
you
But he was going to give... But you were going to give him a pass.
Well, it's
it
because...
It was a news story.
No, it is...
What do you mean it was a news story, ass? Of course, it was a news story... Is that your newest rule
that's
that you made?
That's not a rule.
That's not like a rule he made it up.
That's like your everything has to play in machine number 123
right.
rule.
Chris Hansen rule.
Yes. Listen, you said the word and it was a news story. So how do you feel about that? Which one's this? This is the Chili Pepper.
Exactly. Right. Chili Pepper.
We're the sex men, we sure feel pretty.
You tell them, strap on.
I strap on. In the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie.
Captain
in Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. But you gotta pay when you fix the panorama.
JoJo Binks.
And now, once again, Petty.
Hey. Yeah, JoJo Binks.
I'd have to say guilty.
Answering phones. Johnny Skim.
You know, it's like...
Johnny Thick.
Johnny Thick.
Or Johnny Sack. Oh, The Last Soprano Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Last one. Wow. Bow, 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 bow,
in the studio, working for Gillespie.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom.
If you want to pick sides, I certainly like the Petty song better.
I like them both. They're shamefully similar, but it doesn't sound like a direct ripoff.
But who is going to experience the shame buzz? That's the question.
Well, sadly, probably no one.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, one last thing. Been saving.
So there's nobody we can say shame on you.
Oh, we could say shame on the Chili
shame
Peppers.
Shame on Channel 5.
Oh. Shame on Channel 5.
Shame on Channel 5.
No pass for them.
Sold us a bill of goods.
Kitchens with mouse droppings.
No mice.
No, there weren't. And then there wasn't a mouse dropping to find.
Or a mouse.
No turds at all.
You got to get a real close, you know, one of those big lenses because they're real small.
Yeah.
All right, finally.
I saw some behind my mom's stereo cabinet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just when you thought there would be no more American Idol news.
But she's not cooking any food back there.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's cooking, though.
She is good.
Your mom's got it going on. Mikey's mom has got it going on.
Strap-on's mom.
I bought her a little receiver so she could listen to her CDs. And you would have thought, seriously, that I purchased her, you know, a vacation home in some exotic location.
You get the right thing.
And she was so grateful.
For years and years of being ignored.
Of total neglect.
When her millionaire son finally spends $89 to buy her an Emerson stereo.
$79, please.
$79.
It was on sale.
Of course she's excited.
It was just, I got it in Scratch and Dent World.
Works fine.
This is the last American Idol story that I hope we have for you about the results show. Last week, in Plattsburgh, New York, there's a guy and his mom. What are you doing?
Rob said I bought her a CD player and three Metallica discs. That's the 80s. Look, I'm sorry. He put it in front of me and he made me laugh. He's being very bad today on your tired day.
I know.
He's really, really, really being bad. You're not supposed to be bad on tired day.
That's right. Everybody knows that.
Okay. Last week, American Idol was on, the last one.
Right.
So this is a guy with his mommy. Now, the guy's 24.
Okay.
This is not necessarily a happy story, but I...
Oh, well, good. That's good if it's American Idol, because I want to hear a sad story about American Idol.
Well, it doesn't really involve American Idol. It's more about the guy's mom.
Very good.
So, he's 24. Uh-huh. His mom is 52. And they're watching American Idol together.
They're just at home?
Yeah. They're just right. Like everybody. They're sitting together watching this. End of the show, the mom says, I think Catherine... This is a police report. The mom says, I think Catherine McPhee will have a more successful career than Taylor Hicks.
Right, a lot of people said that.
The son then went out to the garage and got his bicycle chain. He took his chain off his bicycle.
Hmm.
And it wasn't just a regular bicycle chain. It had a sharp cross metal object on the end.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if it was part of the derailleur of the bike or whatever. Anyway, he went in and he said to her again, are you sure that you think that Chris, that what's her name, that
Catherine McPhee will have a more successful career than Taylor Hicks?
And she said, yes, son, I do. And then he just beat the hell out of her with it.
So he
did he kill her?
No. She had to have the gash on her head treated.
Wow, I guess he was upset. So he's a big Taylor Hicks fan.
Now here's the best part. We got
gay for Taylor Hicks.
We got this from the Plattsburgh Press, the local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest part is the last line.
Uh-huh.
Corey has been charged with felony assault. Both he and his mother were drinking during the Idol finale.
Oh dear.
Of course they were.
They just throw it in.
Yes.
And like, the headline screams, a son brutally attacks mother.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, hits her in the head with a bicycle chain. They go to great length to describe the chain.
How can you say that, mother? How can you say that? I'll be right back.
Corey's been charged with felony assault.
I'm going to the garage. I want to work on my bicycle.
Both he and his mother were drinking during the Idol finale.
Okay, who's going to have the better career now, bitch? Wow.
We got a break. We're coming back. Owen, with the Friday favorite, a Friday visit.
Yes.
Someone you've never heard before. But let me just ask if this is a hot button topic. If this is...
Oh, we're right on it today.
Who you got?
Is this water cooler stuff or what?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have an illegal immigrant in here with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
An illegal immigrant.
That's timely.
Is his name still Luis?
Yes, yes.
What's his last name?
Rodriguez.
Luis Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, who he feels very strongly about the issue of illegal immigration. You know, there has been so much in the news. As the recent poll, as Buzz had, America very, very divided in all sorts of different directions. But, you know, Luis is somebody who lives it every day of his life.
Welcome him.
You know, we do a lot of jokes about everybody. We're equal opportunity offenders.
Right. He likes to be identified as Luis Rodriguez, the day laborer.
Okay, so I know you think you know. I'm talking to you people listening out in your cars and Buzz in the next room as well.
Right.
I know you think you know what's coming up, uh-huh. But you really don't know what's coming up.
But he is, the way I understood from his people, and they're in the green room, 25 or 30 people are in the green room. And,
of course.
He is willing to answer your questions as honestly as he can. He does not want to go into a lot of detail on how he got here, but he will give you as much as he can.
And okay. The celebrity he most resembles is the cat in the old El Paso commercials. Mm-hmm. Where if you've seen a can of any Mexican product, where you have the guy with the big sombrero, the gigantic Fu Manchu mustache,
right.
And he has, a la Rocky, or Rambo, rather.
He has a bandolier on.
Yes, he has all of the cartridges.
For whatever reason, he is dressed in traditional Mexican garb. And I'm not sure why,
good
but
for him.
He is wearing the entire thing.
So we'll talk to Luis Rodriguez.
Right. Yes, Luis Rodriguez, the day laborer.
It's a hot-button issue.
Sure is.
He has a lot to say about it.
So watch out, Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
Here we come, right after your real estate.
Topicality.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Not to show you any stinking brushes.
The Don and Mike Show.
I think we set it up pretty well, at least for our standards.
La, 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 Don and Mike.
All right, it's the hot button topic. Should we build a wall around America? And joining us now is, well, let me get this music here. I got it.
I'm sure you have.
And Luis Rodriguez.
Hello. Might I inform each and every one of you that I can't stay long.
I have a business appointment a little bit later on this evening. I'm planning tomorrow's activity. We are going to be hanging out in the corner, and several of my compatriots are looking for some employment. That's okay. Why I pursue a career day labor.
Your name is Luis Rodriguez?
Uh-huh. I am Luis Rodriguez, day laborer. I'm here to talk about the issue of illegal immigration.
Are you sure you're not from Britain?
No. No, my name is Luis Rodriguez. I'm here to answer any questions you may have about what I'm going to do
every day. But I think I've been hoodwinked. I'll ask anyway.
Yes, go ahead.
Let's find out. If you really are Luis Rodriguez.
Yes, I'm Luis Rodriguez. I came to this country several years ago. I brought many of my compatriots and family members over. I have come across your border illegally from Guadalajara.
You do look like...
Please pardon my accent and my broken English. I'm just in, don't you know? Yes.
You do look like the caricature of your standard gringo.
When I was told that I was going to be on American radio, that I should wear traditional Mexican garb, and that is why, for your benefit, I am wearing, I would describe it right now, a very loose-fitting white shirt with a large buckle, a large sombrero, a mustache that is highly untrimmed, and a bandolier containing actual ammunition that could be used in the days of Pancho Villa, or Villa, whichever way you
want
to. But I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Here's one for you.
Nice to meet you, Louis.
What is your current living situation?
The current living situation, I am living in a small townhouse, approximately 2 to 3 bedrooms. We've converted one bedroom from an office. That's what it was. Now we have 3 bedrooms, and I am living with my brothers Antonio, Carlos, Danielle, Jose, and Diego, my lovely and charming wife Maria, her sisters Dora, Juanita, Juliana, and Yolanda, and our sons Victor, Hector, Sergio, Alejandro, Ruben, Miguel, and Luis Jr.
Wow, it's good.
Oh, I forgot, and the new ones. The latest little fraternal twins.
Yeah.
Juan and Octavio.
Now,
and, of course, my daughters, Griselda, Anna, Elsa, Alicia, Maria, Dominga, Sierra, and Juana.
Wow. How many kids
and
do you have?
And recently, last evening, I'm happy to say that finally, successfully, we were able to bring my parents in, grandparents for all of their little grandchildren, Cesar and Bonita Rodriguez, who are enjoying the company of real American babies for the very first time, and we could not be more thrilled to have each and every one of them with us.
And you said all these people are living in a townhouse.
In a small townhouse, yes. We're very comfortable. We are very enjoying each other's company, regaling ourselves with the stories of the day. I will come home and I'll have my stories about what particular activity I pursued. And I'd like to make this statement, may I?
Sure, go ahead.
That I know that we are here and everyone that's complaining, well, all of you that complain.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
Now, that's the type of stereotyping that I find extraordinarily distasteful. I am here to say that all of us, legal or illegal, we are here doing what you people don't want us to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or I should say, what you don't want us to do.
Right.
We do everything that you want us. We all cohabitate and we share one 1989 maroon Toyota Corolla. And we love driving in it, and we love Sunday. Sundays are magnificent.
Really?
I'm very, very happy to spend the entire day in various shopping malls with all of my family members. And it's very frustrating sometimes. Just the other day, we loaded all 20 or 30 of us up to that Department of Motor Vehicles because I had a particular task that I was required to do that required a bit of driving. And I said, well, in order not to put the spotlight on me once again, I said to Mr. Smith or Johnson or whatever one of his many names was, he pulled over and said, which one of you would like to clear all of the dead brush out of my yard? And I volunteered immediately and said, I would. And he was taken, of course, as many of them are, by my accent. And I immediately jumped into his pickup truck and cleared the brush. And then he said, would you like to drive it to the dump? I said, I can't drive this to the dump, Mr. Johnson. Unfortunately, I do not have in my possession currently a valid Virginia driver's license. So that's why, first thing this morning, I was off to the MV, and it was wonderful. We
were
had
you
a
adopted?
Delightful time.
Were you adopted?
Yeah. Of course not. No, my parents are living with us right now, Cesar and Bonita Rodriguez, who are also from Guadalajara. What is your point? What are you trying to say?
How come you don't talk, pardon the stereotype, how come you do not talk like this?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I speak the way that I've spoken. All right, I
do your relatives talk like these?
Back in the days of Guadalajara, I had a gift of language. Early on, it was determined that I had the ability to pick up on certain linguistic slight sounds that my brothers and my sisters and my cousins, my aunts and uncles were not able to pick up on. So therefore, yes, it might be said that as I was coming over, I had a great deal of time to study the English language in the way it should be spoken properly. Unfortunately, the tapes that I received were not from the United States, they were from the United Kingdom. So that is why I, your humble day laborer, Luis Rodriguez, speaks like this, and I suppose some of my fellow workers at some of my job site, there was one particular drywall mission we had just several weeks ago, where they made a little fun of me, and I said, I'm just trying to do the very, very best I can. Can't you understand that? I left Guadalajara. I had a thriving leather boutique, wallets and the like. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was delightful. But I, of course, like many of my fellow citizens, I decided to come across your border with several of my other friends to reach out for a better life, is what I was looking for. I brought you a gift of illicit, unsafe fireworks, which I've left in your lounge. You're free to use them at your discretion.
Thank you.
To celebrate that particular holiday where everything goes boom. That would be your
4th of July?
The date of your independence.
Yes.
Yes, and I would suggest, here is my position politically.
Yep. Luis Rodriguez.
Yes. First of all, may I take a moment to say hi to my family members who are all tuned in?
Sure, go ahead.
They're up in your parking lot, jammed into the automobile, and they're listening to me.
Do you know all their names?
Yes, I just like to say, just to my children. I've already greeted my lovely
just
wife.
Just your kids.
My wife, Maria.
Your kids.
Yes. Just my lovely... Oh, my sisters also. They're babysitting this afternoon. It's just delightful because Maria is off doing what she does. I'm not quite sure. Because each and every day it changes. What's so exciting about this country. What's exciting about being a legal or an illegal immigrant. Each and every day is different.
Isn't she a house cleaner or like cleaning someone's toilet?
Perhaps she is cleaning. I'm not sure. But I wish her the very best of luck. She goes off in the morning and I go my way. We're not sure what she's doing. Hello, Maria. I'd like to say hi to Dora, Juanita, Juliana, and Yolanda. Also, my sons Victor, Hector, Sergio, Alejandro, Ruben, Miguel, Luis, Junior, Juan, and Octavio. And, of course, my lovely princesses. All of my little angels. Griselda, Ara, Elsa, Alicia, Maria, Dominga, Sierra, and Juana. I wish to complain, though.
Yes?
The town of Herndon and the Herndon Town Council opposes my raising of poultry.
I understand
that they are complaining, and I would simply like to say they are not noisy. Only after the sun comes up, and in my humble opinion, everyone should be doing their duty and going to work at that hour anyway.
Hey, did you?
And of course, I dine for free at any Don Pablo's. Thank you very much.
Really? Did you get caught in the rain?
Yes. As a matter of fact,
I noticed. You have a wet back.
Now, that is nasty. That is the stereotype. And though you will notice, on my side, much like your American cowboys, I possess two sidearms that are actually authentic.
Wow.
I will put the ammunition into my bandolier, pull the trigger, and you will be gonzo with any more of that senseless crap. I'm delighted to do an interview, and I will say, please, amnesty for all of us.
Then before I do all of...
We do what you don't want to do.
Speak your native tongue. Let me hear you speak some Spanish.
Oh, it's speak been so Mexican. Very, very long, but I will do my best. All right, let me see. When something goes particularly well, I will look at one of my newer associates that's fresh from the country.
Right.
In country, as I would say. And I will say, bueno! Bueno! Uh-huh. And then, of course, turn to my foreman and say, lovely work. Lovely work, as usual. Yes. Here. I've got something for you. You quiet yourself.
Okay.
Or I will hop on my burro and I will depart from here. Beware. Bueno. Yes, I'm so, so excited because we've got one birthday this weekend. Someone, we don't know who it is, but someone's celebrating a birthday. Very, very, very exciting. We're going to have what I like to call a gigante fiesta. And then we'll all gather around a small television and watch Sábado Gigante, which is a fabulous program. And I do love to say, may I say this? Yeah. I enjoy your program, but I'm much more partial to Univision.
Do you like El Zol?
Oh, El Zol. 99.1. Yes, El Zol. Marvelous entertainment, hilarious personalities, and lots of fun. I truly enjoy it. You know, some might say You aspire to greater things when you come to this country. You wish to have your own business. But right now, I could not be happier being what you would call, in your very distasteful way that all of you people do, day laborers. I'm very thrilled. And please, give us our places where we can hang out and wait for the trucks to come by and say, jump in. I've got some distasteful work for you today. Thank you so much. A certain tragedy. If I have to eat a microwave burrito, oh, that's the one disappointment I have at those excuses for shops known as 7-Elevens, where they purport to serve burrito. And I, first day I was there, looked at her and I said, this is not a burrito. This is not anything close to what Mamacita would have. Ay, caramba.
I got a picture. I've got a picture. If
you behave yourself, you know what I will do?
What?
Let me tell you what I will do just to amuse you.
Okay.
Now, you have this music. I will remove this sombrero.
Oh, you need to make
I will put it, and I will dance around it. Look at that.
Wow.
I'd rather fleet of foot, would you not say?
You know, if you...
And I have arms of steel from doing all that distasteful work that you don't care to do yourself.
If you didn't look like an old gringo from, like, a John Wayne movie, I would think the picture that people would have in their mind would be like a Mr. Belvedere. That's the way you sound.
Now, if I shave my gigantic, or, like I like to say, mustachio...
Uh-huh.
If I shave off my mustachio, I resemble that individual that used to be on the Flying Nun.
Oh, Alejandro Rey?
Alejandro Rey. I've been told that thousands of times. Uh-huh. Just a tiny bit of Julio Iglesias. And just a tiny little bit of that.
I've got to ask.
Yes.
On the occasion that you call, let's say, Domino's or a takeout place.
Yes, I do. Quite often.
Are they surprised when you open the door? Because I imagine if I'm, you know, I'm the guy going, Domino's. And you say what?
I say, hello. Yes, I would like to order 15 cheese pizzas, and I'd like them over here jiffy quick. We're very, very hungry. We've all worked extraordinarily hard. The children are home from public school, and we are very, very excited to begin our day.
What's the name?
I am only 5'1" tall, but my name is Luis Rodriguez. Could you bring the pizzas post-haste? And when they arrive, they're not surprised. And you know why?
Why?
Because one of my brothers, which one is it? I'm trying to remember. I believe, oh, yes. Yes, it is Diego.
Yeah.
Diego works for the pizza place.
Ah.
Diego actually delivers for Domino's Pizza.
And
because he is the one that drew the shortest straw and is able to use the Corolla in the evening when we're relaxing around the casa. Very, very nice to be here. 15 pizzas topped with queso and el sausage.
Oh, sounds good.
So nice to be here. I hope that I have served in some small way to enlighten you and your audience about the plight of the illegal immigrant. And I certainly hope that each and every one of those people that are small-minded and don't realize the benefits that we bring to your struggling economy, I hope that they realize that we are the backbone of your labor force. Touché. Touché. Ay, caramba, arriba, arriba.
Would you say hello to your family again?
Please.
Yes, I would.
I mean, it's amazing to me you do this off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your kids.
First in line. Hello, Maria.
Yeah.
I love you. My love. My true love. My true love.
Lovely.
Mother of all of my children. My brothers, Antonio, Carlos, Daniel, Jose, and Diego. Her sisters, Dora, Juanita, Juliana, and Yolanda.
Uh-huh.
My wonderful, strapping, soon-to-be-working-on-their-own sons, Victor, Hector, Sergio, Alejandro, Ruben, Miguel, Luis Jr., Juan, and Octavio. My daughters, Griselda, Ana, Elsa, Alicia, Maria, Domingo, Sierra, and Juana, and of course, their grandparents, Cesar and Bonita Rodriguez, fresh from Guadalajara. Here's to all of us day laborers. I say hello. And, of course, my cousin Stanley. Thank you so much for entertaining me. I'd love every single minute that I've been here. If it wasn't illegal, I would take out these lovely pearl-handed pistols and shoot them into the roof, just like Pancho Villa.
Better not.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz,
one question.
He made it up.
Yeah.
Yes, Luis.
Have you a nearby quality donkey show that I could see? Something that some of you American tourists might enjoy in Cancun.
Buzz.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hello, Buzz.
One in the NASA.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Hi.
What's on your news show tonight? Any Mexican-American news?
No. Actually, tonight it's science.
Mexican-American. Don't like to just get into
to gang.
You're going to offend
that foolish man Cheech Marin. Thinks he's so funny. I'm partial to his partner Tommy Chong.
Yes.
Wonderful entertainment.
Who's Buzz?
Yes.
We were discussing that out of the hallway. Buzz fancies himself a bit of a farmer himself. Quite the green thumb, you know. Pip, pip, cheerio. Yeah,
tomatoes on the way.
Pip, pip, cheerio. What's on your docket, Buzz Burbank?
Well, tonight, Louise, science proves people are scum. Kansas, step away from the cell phone. And Arnold sends in the troops.
I have to get home and watch Univision. The whole family's gathering around.
For news and comment, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
It's always an enormous fight to see who gets the best seat on the floor.
Yes. That was very...
So at all.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Today, I mean, not really, yesterday.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A while ago. The ratings... They're going up. They're somewhere right now between 15 and 7. That's all we can really say. Oh, I forgot to play this.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right. If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember, we forgot to call my brother, JP. Yeah, we'll have to get the world according to Jim on Monday's episode.
Yeah, I want to ask him about his new motorcycle.
Along with all the other stuff that we did not get to today. And now it's time for Buzz's News and Comments. Buzz, brought to us tonight by the Hard Times Cafe. All the good food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices, Hard Times Cafe. And now, here's Buzz. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, genetic scientists in Maryland have proven what you have long suspected.
What?
People are scum.
Yeah.
As in bacteria.
Uh-huh.
The human body, as it turns out, is like the United States of bacteria.
I'm on the second beer. Stop it.
There it is
here
now.
He is Jojo Binks.
For example, now shortly after you're born, bacteria, that's when it first appears in your colon. By the time you're an adult, you carry 100 trillion microbes from over 1,000 species of bacteria.
Yeah!
I read yesterday that the human body is occupied, 95% of the human body occupied by bacteria.
The best variety of bacteria everyone can agree on.
Even the boss!
This is a good thing. Without bacteria, you couldn't digest food and you couldn't absorb certain vitamins.
You are listening to Prostate 98.
Welcome to the Bacteria Hotline.
The bacteria keeps us alive so that they too might live.
It's an all-bacteria weekend.
Here on Prostate 98. Call us now. 555-ASS. 555-ASS.
These DNA researchers say they will next explore the human mouth, where they know at least 800 species of bacteria
well,
live.
Well, what's the old tale that the human mouth, it's worse to get a bite from a human than a dog, right?
Exactly. That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was kissing beluga today. I don't think that's true at all.
On, winner, guys. Advantage you.
Yeah.
Wait 1 second. Just put any record in. What is that? I don't care.
All right.
Oh, something really awful. Oh, there you go. There's something.
Something stinky?
That's something bad. Okay. This is just a colossal waste of time, but...
Song.
You are listening to Prostate 98. This is Freddie Finger. Don't forget, coming up at 12 noon, the Bacteria Cafeteria on Prostate 98.
The Bacteria Cafeteria was worth the wait.
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
I didn't, did you have that before you were putting the tape in, or did you get it while you were doing the talk?
While I was doing the talk.
Well, that's even better.
The Bacteria Cafeteria.
Yeah.
Call in with your favorite butt songs.
And the number one promotion, of course, would be a chili cook-off. Super.
Chili-tacular from Prostate 98.
Hang on.
We've got our finger on the pulse of Rochester. Prostate 98.
Hang up and drive may become the law in the hilly college town of Lawrence, Kansas. It's ready to pass the toughest cell phone ban in the country. Some places ban just the handheld phones.
Ain't you from around there somewhere?
Lawrence is way north of Wichita.
All right, okay.
Maybe some communities ban handheld phones, or maybe they go so far as to ban the hands-free phones
right.
for younger drivers, or school bus drivers, that kind of thing. But Lawrence, Kansas, is thinking seriously of banning all cell phone conversations from moving vehicles, hands-free or not. A leading researcher on the safety of motorist cell phone use says, if you only ban some phones, you're telling people that hands-free is okay. Should we get that?
No, no, he's breaking it every time it rings.
Oh. Studies show it keeps ringing, though.
It's still ringing.
Still rings.
I keep trying to break it.
Studies show hands-free is just... hands-free just as distracting to a driver as a handheld phone. The cell phone companies are not happy about this news.
Excuse me.
Well, that's your phone.
Somebody better answer that.
I'll get it.
Ass is us.
Yeah, sure. That was a short conversation.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ, he's calling now.
Ass is us.
So, guess.
It's a hang-up call, Mike.
Oh, man, I hate that when that happens.
Trying to run a legitimate business.
I know.
That's right.
Ass is us.
Ass is us.
You get crank calls.
That's your side business, and you better not go into detail about that.
You know what? I'm tired of taking those calls.
Wow.
Good for you.
Not working anymore.
Tired of taking those calls.
Give that fan a contract.
Kansas is a hard state to figure out. It's got the religious nuts from Topeka who protest homosexuality at the funerals of soldiers who aren't even gay. It's got the whole creationism thing, complete with a redefinition of the word science. It's got a former Republican chairman of the state who just turned Democrat, and now America's strictest ban on cell phones. In other Kansas news, the legal age for marriage is being raised to 15. ABC had already taken the name Wife Swap,
Do you think sometimes that just for the people in Kansas, and the show is number one rated in Wichita, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Do you think when you're saying an important story like that, that maybe you should consider your audience, you should slow it down a little bit?
Slow it down?
What I mean is...
You mean the wording? You mean the phraseology? You mean actually slow down his pace?
You're so good with words, and you're so good with the double entendres.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you know, I'm doing all this crap like this.
Right.
You know, we're making jokes. I think it would be better if you let them know in a more, and also speak louder.
Louder.
Whenever you're talking to people in Wichita.
You wish for our newsman to be a little bit more deliberate in his delivery.
Louder and slower.
Louder and slower. See, I think it's wasted on them the fact that you are clever.
I guess.
And that you do write this stuff on your cards and you have your little stories.
You
ready.
Are a native sun buzz.
I am. And I'm grateful for everything.
What
you were saying is.
I left.
You live in a state where now they're saying you can't drive and use a cell phone, but you can get married at 15. That's what Buzz was saying, and if I believe I'm speaking out of turn, on behalf of Buzz's father, who lives there, that is wrong.
Wrong!
That is wrong. Am I right? Does your dad feel that way or not?
I'm sure he does.
Wrong, buzzy, warm and fuzzy.
With at least parts of that story.
And sometimes when you speak to the people of Kansas, Buzz, don't speak over them.
Right.
Don't pretend that you're John Stewart. Pretend that you're Ann Curry.
I see.
So now, after all that talk about Kansas, carry on, my wayward son.
Well, ABC had already taken the name Wife Swap, so Playboy TV had to call its show something else, Foursome. It's a half-hour reality show that premieres July 8th following two couples for 24 hours to see what happens.
You know what? Their reality shows on Playboy TV, which I have had the opportunity to watch, suck. And let me tell you why. Because they're fake. It's fake sex.
It'd
be better if they did suck.
Now, Buzz, check it out this weekend. They have that. I forgot what it's called, but it's like all these. You might have seen it.
No. Well,
Don, have you ever seen it? It's all the people living in the house together.
Can I tell you?
And it's like a reality show. They all live in the house.
With
and then
porno?
They have sex, but this isn't even porno.
With porno, even when I buy all five channels.
You don't watch Playboy TV.
No, because first off, you never see.
Well, exactly.
Geesh.
But you know what I'm talking about? No, you know what it is even? When they're sitting there, they're pretending they're having sex.
And there's too much when I turn on Playboy, if I buy that block.
Right.
There's too much of, like, hot chicks sitting there talking to loser guys on the phone.
That's a big turnoff for me.
Hey, what do you want me to do? How about you touch yourself? I'd be glad to. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, this is a fake reality
show.
Give me
the movies.
With fake drama, and when they get together, they really don't get together, and I resent that.
Well, this is two couples.
What?
Two couples, one room, 24 hours. If, make that when they all wind up in bed together, that will also be part of the show. The Showbiz Trade magazine Daily Variety reports that women on the show are being encouraged to discover, quote, their inner bisexuality.
Hello.
The men, of course, are told not to.
All right.
How's your dad Abraham doing?
My dad Abraham?
Abe Burbank.
Abe Burbank. I don't know. I didn't know his name was Abe.
It is now.
I see. Well, he's doing well then.
Honest
Abe Burbank.
Abe and Buzz, hold on.
Oh, it's a phone call. Oh,
yeah. No, it really is, though. It's we're getting many calls. 316 is Wichita, right?
Wichita, yeah. Southern Kansas. Yeah.
Let's see. Hello.
That's right.
Don and Mike
That's
Show. Right. I thought so. Every line's ringing up now.
Now that you slowed it down, people are paying attention.
316, hello. You're on the air.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Who are you speaking to?
To Don.
You're welcome for what?
Oh, you just said thanks for Wichita making us number one.
Oh.
You're welcome, bud. You're welcome.
You
that. That's
and
nice.
Why else did you call?
And did you understand the story that Buzz was reading about your state?
Not really.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
Buzz, okay. Try to give him just the Wichita version.
Lesson learned. All right. It's,
I mean, you can do it without going back to your cards.
Kansas.
I can paraphrase the story.
Crazy place. That's essentially what I was saying because of all the different things that go on there.
Big deal about people using wireless headphones, hands-free. Can't do that. They're mad about that, but you can get married at 8.
Down with Fred Phelps.
Ask Buzz's dad about that. Honest Dave. And also, Buzz, hey, let me just trump you here.
Yes.
Thanks, Kansas, for Pizza Hut.
That's
they gave
right.
us Pizza Hut.
And mentholatum and beach aircraft.
But when Buzz and I ever talk restaurants, we don't talk Pizza Hut. We talk Shakey's.
That's right.
Right.
We served fun at Shakey's. Also pizza.
Not only Buzz's, one of his earlier jobs before radio, also his nickname when we play poker.
Shakey's. That's right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, leading soldiers to the Mexican border. Sounds like a movie, but it isn't. That's our story when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back. Right.
Number 15, Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Yeah. Totally. Everybody is talking about this show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Uber Honkies, Don and Mike.
All right, back on Prostate 98. Here is the butts of many jokes. Abe's boy.
That's right.
Buzz Burbank. I like calling your dad Abraham Burbank.
Yeah, you threw me there, but I forgot.
Abraham.
Honest Abe Burbank.
His given name. Arnold Schwarzenegger, leading soldiers to the Mexican border. Not only not a movie, he's not that thrilled about it.
A movie?
Not a movie.
A movie.
He's not happy.
Struggling.
I don't care if he's been struggling. Chad can throw the ball. He's struggling.
I want to kiss you. For more than 2 weeks, Arnold has resisted pressure from the Bush administration to send National Guard troops to help stop illegal immigrants.
It's time for our official Arnold Schwarzenegger song.
March to the border.
Sing along, everybody.
That's what they'll be singing as they march down to the border.
That's right. Arnold has now agreed to supply those troops, but only if the federal government picks up the expenses.
Hold on, the crowd is yelling, Terminator!
Terminator.
Terminator. Terminator.
1,000 California troops headed for the border there. There they go. Look at them march. Spectacular, isn't it?
It really is.
And a little scary.
Highly impressive.
Million idiot march.
Man.
In Texas.
We love Arnold. We love Arnold.
He blows.
We love Arnold.
In Texas. The governor is counting on citizens to help patrol the border from the comfort of their computer chairs. The governor of Texas is lining the Rio Grande with video cameras. Those images will be streamed live on the Internet. Citizens from Texas and around the country can tune in and call a toll-free number when they see someone trying to cross that river.
How's that going to work?
That'll be great.
Go get them!
And fun for the kids.
Wow.
Some lawmakers were crying foul after the FBI search of an alleged bribe-taking congressman's office. They pointed out that the FBI could be used by a president to intimidate Congress, upsetting the balance of power.
Now, this president wouldn't do that.
Guess whose side the American people are on?
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The FBI. Mm-hmm. 86% of us say the FBI should be able to raid congressmen's offices so long as the Bureau has a warrant.
Excuse me, I'm with the FBI. Female body inspector.
Right.
Thank you, Agent Shannon.
94% of Republicans think so. Even 78% of Democrats feel that way. 72% of us overall think that both Republicans and Democrats are equally dishonest. Only 1 in 10 Americans is siding with Congress on the FBI raid.
Uh-huh.
And that was after hearing both sides of the argument.
That's a shock. Americans, no matter what it is, we know that they're all crooked.
They're all crooks.
The crooked cross.
That's the thing that unites us all. Shout out to the president this evening for being ranked by Americans as the worst president in 61 years.
Really? Who was president 61 years ago? Were you around then?
It was cold. That's all I remember.
It was very cold.
Survey.
Harding? Would it be Harding? Would it be Taft? Would it be? Am I going back too far? Woodrow Wilson.
It'd be Truman.
America needs you. Harry Truman. Harry, won't you please come home?
Hey, Mr. President, I'm Mark Russell singing for you.
How you doing? Cripple.
The survey by New York's...
Sorry, it wasn't Truman, it was the other guy.
That's right, Roosevelt.
FDR, Roosevelt. Right. Sorry, I'm getting them mixed up.
Survey by New York's Quinnipiac University.
Quinnipiac,
thank you. I've been working on that
all
day.
I'm from there, I know those Indian names.
Really paid off.
Just like the people that run the casino, the Massatucket Pequots.
Uh-huh.
Roosevelt was the guy, we hid the fact that he was in the wheelchair.
Right. He had polio, and he was crippled from polio.
Right, and... Truman got the job not because he was elected. Am I correct? Didn't he have to take over for somebody and then, like, he won the second time?
He took over when FDR passed away, and then he was elected a second time to a second term.
Yeah. I remember some
coined the term, the buck stops here. That was Harry Truman.
I remember some stuff from school.
Harry Truman also infamous, in a way, for the making the decision to drop the big one. He was the president that was in the White House when that
happened. Right, he's got some balls.
And the press hid the fact that Truman had two glass eyes. Not really.
Oh, he threw in a fake fact there.
Fake fact with Rob Spiewak. You know what? That could be a feature.
Yeah,
that could be a daily or at least a weekly feature.
Fake facts with Rob Spiewak.
Here's today's fake fact. A lot of people didn't realize that Harry Truman had two glass.
That's against their thing.
How many people would believe that?
And now, Rob, I'm going to make you think on your feet, Rant. And now, here's today's fake grocery store fact with your host, Rob Spiewak. Now, with today's fake fact, here's Rob.
If you don't wash your lettuce, chances are you'll get romaine poisoning and die.
That wasn't good.
You get what?
Romaine poisoning.
Romaine.
A survey by New York's Quinnipiac University has Americans giving W a rating twice as negative as the rating they give Richard Nixon. Reagan is the most popular president in those 61 years. Clinton is the second most popular president and most popular among Americans under the age of 29.
Oh, I wish we had Ronnie or old Slick Willie back. I really do.
Controversial filmmaker Michael Moore is being sued for $85 million for some footage he used in Fahrenheit 9/11.
I got a tape of
Moore.
Tape of Michael Moore.
Good. There he is.
How you doing, Mike?
It's this footage
M
in
Moore,
dispute.
Double M, M squared.
Great big fart. Right.
Michael Moore.
It's an NBC interview with a National Guard veteran who lost both arms in Iraq. He says Moore used the interview without his permission and used it to falsely portray him as anti-war. Sergeant Peter Damon of Middleborough, Massachusetts, says he supports the president and the war. That's two thumbs up wherever they are.
Was this a guy in Fahrenheit 9/11?
One of the soldiers.
Okay.
Yeah, the same words he told NBC Michael Moore used, but now he's upset.
Okay.
The Mississippi River Gulf Outlet Mall, built in New Orleans over 30 years ago, has sunk 3 feet since it was built. Parts of New Orleans are now sinking at the rate of a half inch per year. That's critical in terms of flooding.
Here's the good news.
Yes?
It's not as fast as our ratings are sinking.
Yeah. It could be another reason the levees failed in New Orleans. Some experts say it's an argument not to rebuild from Katrina in many of the low-lying areas.
I saw those maps. Those are all over the newspapers now. Have you seen some of those maps?
Yeah.
Some of those maps, by God.
Depressing.
You know, really. I mean, we're not going to be around when it happens, but boy, oh boy.
When they do it.
True.
It's going under.
I mean, really, you see the maps, and this isn't like day after tomorrow Hollywood stuff.
No, this is now.
This
real.
Is the, and it looks, especially, did you see the southern tip of Florida?
Yes.
It's the whole thing. The whole thing. That's expensive real estate down there.
We're not done yet, so this is a Friday bonus.
Hey, the good news, I just thought of
what?
That. If New Orleans continues to sink,
yeah.
Leo Donahoe will finally be able to reach the top shelf. He's the guy that works here at the station. Oh, we're trying to highlight.
Oh, only man. With a floaty.
He's got a problem with his stunts. His growth.
He's not a tall man.
Smoker,
like,
wasn't he?
It's like Dorf on golf. What?
He was a smoker.
That's
right. When he was a kid.
There he is. He's holding court. We all know he's really short. He's the stunning Leo Donahoe.
Crooks are stupid even in Japan. Dateline Tokyo. We're not done yet. This is a Friday bonus. The perp in Tokyo was so shy and meek, he politely asked an employee for advice on the best way to rob the bank.
Oh, excuse me, Tana-san. What is the best way, the most efficient way for me to rob this bank?
You shred not to terror, and terror give you a bag full of cash.
You ask for, fuck you.
Oh, this, he's my best student.
The employee politely asked the would-be robber to leave, so he did. On his way out, the knife he was carrying in his pocket cut his leg. He's been arrested for illegal possession of a weapon. Crooks are stupid, even in Japan.
No money, and now I breed. I breed Barry. Oh, that's so bad.
You breed?
I breed all over Pontray.
Be careful, we can only have one child at a time.
Oh, that's very bad.
Oh, you meant bleed.
Breed.
Breed.
Breed all over Reg.
Hey, what's next, Round Eye?
Bare breasts in the news.
Oh!
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bara.
Once again, here's Abe's boy, Michael Burbank. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, a judge in England has ruled that a woman has the right to sunbathe nude in her backyard.
Goddamn right.
A neighbor caught it on video and turned the video over to police. A guy neighbor, no less.
Idiot.
The prosecutor...
A guy neighbor?
He's a fag.
You gotta love British justice. The prosecutor led a tough cross-examination. What kind of kick do you get from this, she asked.
I get no kick from champagne.
The woman replied, I take exception to the word kick, and I find you prudish.
I get a kick out of you.
I may be prudish, said the prosecutor, but it's not normal for people to sunbathe in the nude.
Near alcohol doesn't thrill me at all.
The judge ruled that because the woman's done this for a while, it is normal behavior.
Hello.
In Cocoa Beach, Florida, a film crew...
You know, when you just say, I just wanted to just... I'm sure she can't even hear it right now. Hi, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Anytime you mention nude sunbathing,
amazing, yeah.
Gotta mention that.
I love you, Coco.
How you doing, B.A.?
Denny Crane.
In Cocoa Beach, Florida, a film crew producing an edition of Italy's version of Candid Camera has gotten a warning from Florida police. Seems the crew's mission was to sneak up on women who were sunbathing with their tops unhooked and try to startle them into sitting up suddenly. It was fun when we were 12, and it still is.
Great.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Goddamn employers.
There's your mark.
Yeah.
There's your freaking mark.
That's it. We don't want to dwell on it.
There's your mark.
We're all set.
55.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Make your goddamn money.
Have a great weekend.
Count your pennies.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one, friends. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. See you on Monday, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Okay, and you?
Got to take all the labels off my cans tonight.
I'm going to press button number one.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Gabby.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.